Thank you, and good evening. It's homecoming at Kabul tonight as the Willow Springs Bears start their SCA season with a trip to Kabul to the Pit to take on the Bulldogs, a matchup of the 1-1 Bears and the 0-2 Kabul Bulldogs. I'm Marty Spence, Larry Spence on assignment tonight, but we have a treat. We are joined by former Bear quarterback and country music star in the Willow Springs area, Brady Walton, is with us tonight. And Brady, glad to have you along. And you know, we were just talking before we went on about the last time you played football at Willow Springs. That was a memorable year.
That's right. It was a lot of fun. It's something that I think about very often.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting to make it that far and kind of represent the community like that, it was a year to remember for sure. And it's something that has shaped me, I know, for a long time. And it's good to be back. It's good to be around Bear football and keep the legacy alive, I guess, with the Willow Bears.
Absolutely, and we appreciate Brady coming alongside tonight. He'll have some insight, I'm sure, into the X's and O's. And he played for Coach Swallum, so some of the schemes probably are familiar to Brady. And, you know, first, taking a look at Kabul, this is a Bulldog team that has a new coach. Former Bear assistant Glenn Cox is the coach of the Bulldogs. They are 0-2, lost to El Dorado Springs in week 1, 34-0, and then lost last week to Lutheran South. Now, Lutheran North has a very, very good football team, but not real familiar with Lutheran South, but that was a 42-20 loss. And, Brady, you looked at some Kabul footage, and what can we expect tonight from the Bulldogs?
So, from the two games that I've seen so far, the first game, you know, what was it, El Dorado Springs? They had a very funky offense. I thought it was kind of a two-back offense where both of the running backs were quarterbacks, and so either one of them could throw the ball. I don't know really how you can defend that, you know. So 34-0, you know, obviously they couldn't get the ball rolling. But I did look at the stats for that game, and it was pretty even split between passing and rushing yards. And it was the same for the next week with Lutheran South. Obviously, they couldn't get the ball to go their way a lot. But Lutheran South put up crazy offensive numbers on them. So I'm hoping we can kind of replicate that, too. But as far as with the stat line of Kabul, they had the same situation of it was perfectly split. I think it was 101 yards passing and 98 yards rushing or something like that. So looking for Kabul to do a little bit of both tonight. Rainy conditions might hinder that a little bit, so we might see a lot of a run game tonight.
Yeah,
it had
cleared off, and now we've got the light rain back as the remnants of the hurricane continue to kind of flow through the area. Not a heavy rain at all, but
it's there
for a slippery ball.
It is there.
It is there for sure. Last year, this was at Willow, and this was a 66-6 win for the Kabul Bulldogs. They rained on the Bears' homecoming last year, so the Bears would like to return the favor this year. And Willow, coming off some momentum, some positive momentum, got their first win in 2 years, scored 79 points last week, and that's more than last year's point total combined.
It is.
And really liked what we saw offensively. You talked about Kabul splitting and doing a little bit of everything, but the Bears really had a running game with three guys that put up some big numbers.
That's right. Watching Caden Woolsey last week was a lot of fun. I think he had four touchdowns or something like that.
He did, yeah, 200 and some yards.
235 yards, yeah. Something like that. That was a lot of fun to see. It was just good to see, you know, the Bears out there really having success with the offensive game and really making tackles. You know, that's something for me that I didn't see, you know. It's not that we was missing tackles last year, we just weren't making them.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, you know, it's something on last Friday to see guys really wrapping up. And one thing that I've seen was last year a lot of open field tackles, single one-on-one tackles. And this year it seems like we're getting more hats to the ball. You know, the effort is there, I think. And that's something that can keep us in any game.
Absolutely. And we're going to need some defense tonight. I think the Bears will put up some points, but going to have to keep Kabul off the scoreboard. It's Friday the 13th, and Brady, weird things happen when we come to Kabul. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember the exact games you were a part of here at the Pit, but every game I remember calling here, it seems like weird things happen.
It's weird. Yeah.
Lots of funky turnovers. We've got the rain tonight. Were you here with the year we had the We had to do it two different days because of the rain.
Yep, that was my junior year, probably my least favorite game of all time. I don't like being wet, so, and I was soaked on both days, so it was not fun.
That's what I'm talking about, just weirdness that happens when we come to Kabul, but the Bears are hoping for a clean game tonight as the rain starts to come down harder as we get close to kickoff here. Bears in there, white jerseys, maroon pants, white helmets. Bulldogs got some black on their jerseys, black pants with the blue jerseys and blue domes. They had homecoming before the game, so they're going to be cranked up. Homecoming is always, you know, I talk to the coaches a lot, and it's always, well, we got to do it, but we hate the distraction. But as a player, what was that like to try to get ramped up for homecoming?
You know, the parade is something else. You know, sitting up on that on the fire truck and just the whole atmosphere of the parade, the whole town out there, and you're sitting there in the gym, and the whole school's there, everybody's fired up, getting that energy to carry on to the game. That's the hard part. You got to keep your teammates all kinds of fired up, and that's really the part that you got to key on. And like I said, or like you said, it's pulling that confidence from last week, having that all that success, and being able to apply it tonight.
Bulldogs won the toss. They've deferred to the second half, so they will kick off at the 40-yard line. Bears drop one man deep at the 20. Woolsey, I believe, ready to receive the kick for the Bears. The Bulldogs will try to take that excitement from homecoming and apply it to the defensive front as we start this one. The kick is a line drive to the right side, hits, bounces. Woolsey takes it at the 25, up to the 30, looking for footing. Hit crawled to about the 32. That's where the Bears will take over, first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. And the Bears using kind of a dual quarterback system last week. We'll see what they want to do. And Rodgers looks like he'll start the game at quarterback. And you like to see both those guys on the field as Caden comes back out. He may be the quarterback to start things.
Yeah, I like having the dual threat situation where you can put either guy there and have some success. I really like that.
Lee will break out to the left side as Rodgers goes into the gun. He's got three on the left, two on the right, nobody with him in the backfield. Rodgers takes off, runs to the right side, to the 35, to the 40, breaking tackles to the 44, and Rodgers picks up 12 yards and a first down on the first play from scrimmage.
I'm sure that was a quarterback run to start with. I'm not sure that was going to be a pass at all. It showed an empty set there. And Bear Huddle looks pretty fired up right now.
They do. And Rodgers, just nice to have him out there, just such an athlete.
Absolutely.
For the Bears.
Mm-hmm. Good senior leadership, too.
Woolsey stays back with Rodgers in the backfield this time. He'll split ball to the left and another player to the right. Sends one in motion. Snap is high. And it's loose on the ground. Rodgers back to recover, but he loses big yards back to about the 33-yard line. There is a flag at the line of scrimmage, though. And that would be a nice break for the Bears if the Bulldogs were offside. Might be a false start or illegal motion on the Bears. Either way, it would help the Bears out.
It is a false start.
It is a false start, so that'll be 5 yards from scrimmage, and that'll take about 5 yards off of the sack. So you never want to be penalized, but that one actually helps the Bears. It keeps it first down, makes it first and 15 from the 40-yard line.
I think that's a lot of the rain coming into play there. He had the snap, and it just went right through his hands. But that ball's getting a little slicker than they thought it was going to be, I think.
Yeah, it's a steady, light rain here at Kabul as we start this one. It'll be first and 10 from the Bears from their own 39-yard line, make it first and 15 after that 5-yard penalty. Two receivers left. Rodgers takes the snap, rolls that way. Fakes the throw. Now he does throw, but throws wide and incomplete. John Ball, the intended receiver, about 14 yards downfield, and it'll be second down and 15 for the Bears. Now Lee comes in, but Rodgers looks like he's going to stay in a quarterback. And going by last week, it looked like Coach Swallen would put him in for a drive.
Yeah, that was the narrative of last week, is see which quarterback can do what. It seemed like, to me, we passed the ball a little bit more with our freshmen.
Rodgers, three to the left, two to the right. Puts the ball in motion. Snap is over his head. And somebody's got to fall on it. Rodgers does, all the way back at the 23-yard line. So a loss of 16 on the high snap. And not only was it a high snap, but like Brady was talking about, that ball is, you know, it's slick. So a couple of bad snaps and a penalty after an initial first down, and now it's third and very long. Make it 20-plus yards here.
That is something that a lot of people don't think about, because you practice every day after school, normally in dry conditions, so these guys are used to having a dry ball.
Third one really long for the Bears, 20-plus, and now a timeout by the Bears. Coach Wallen will burn a timeout here. 10:35, first quarter, no score from Kabul. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bears Sports on KUKU. Back at Kabul, Rogers with a screen pass to Ball, goes for 19 yards, picks up a lot of yards back, but not enough. Still 4th and 12 for the Bears, and Scarborough will be back to punt it away. Good snap, and a good punt. Takes an end-over-end bounce at the 30, down to the 25. It's going to roll all the way down to the 20-yard line, so nice job by Scarborough, got the right kind of roll.
I believe that was Braxton Ortega there, number 88, I think is who it was.
Okay, so good punt. Sends the Bulldogs back at their own 20-yard line. The Bears looked good, but, again, on offense, when you start getting penalties and bad snaps, that can hijack a drive really quickly.
That's right. And it is starting to rain harder here, so we'll see how it affects both teams.
We'll see the Bulldogs on offense for the first time tonight. Their quarterback is Carson Long, number 15 for Kabul. The guys in the blue jerseys break the huddle. And Long will go into the pistol. Standing at the 15. Spotted at the 20. He'll just take off. Direct snap right to him. Bears cover it well. And about a 2 yard gain for Long as the Bears were ready for that. Nothing fancy there. They just snapped directly to the quarterback and he took off.
That's right. I counted 5 Bear helmets right there at this, making the stop.
That's what you were talking about before the game. And that's right. Some of the improvement we've seen from the Bears this year.
The effort's there. I mean, even from watching the first game, I wasn't able to make the game, but I watched it on YouTube. Even from the first game, you know, I thought we were just a couple of plays away from being right in that game.
Bulldogs 2nd and 8 on their own 22. Receivers out, 1 to the right, 1 to the left. Back in with Long. He'll take the ball, handoff, running along the right side. Now the back cuts it up the middle and gets the first down up to the 40-yard line. Number 83 for the Bulldogs, Carson Lindsey. The senior receiver came in motion and picks up a Bulldog first down. We'll spot the ball at the 34-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs. Both teams getting an initial first down on their opening drive. We'll see if the Bears can tighten up here. Long, one back with him. Nobody in motion, takes the snap. It's a run right up the middle, and the Bears stop it immediately. Great job by the Bears D-line, leading the charge there for the Bears, trying to get a number on that D-lineman that went through there. Number 35 for the Bears, that is Isaac Murphy, the senior linebacker, coming in, making a nice stop.
That's right. He blitzed that first gap right there, right in between the center and the left guard, and quarterback is sitting there with the ball waiting on him.
No gain, 2nd and 10. For Long, the Bulldogs, ball at the 34-yard line. Long takes the snap, fumble, it's loose, picks it up, wants to run with it, goes to the right side, sheds a couple tacklers, and he's got space. There's a flag in the backfield as the running back gets pushed out of bounds. As the Bulldogs with a little trickery there, they switch Lindsey into the quarterback position. He took the direct snap, fumbled it initially, but when the Bears overplayed it, he had plenty of room to run, but there was a flag back at the 35-yard line in the direction of holding.
Coach Wallen's pointing backwards. Everybody's walking that
way. Oh, they're going to wave it off. Well, that's something
that's
you don't see a whole lot of. It certainly looked like conditions were right for a hold there.
Both teams were walking back. And first down for the Bulldogs.
That's, second first down on this drive for the Bulldogs. They get it into Bear territory. Again, the fumble on the snap, but the Bulldogs managed to pick up big yardage. And they'll have it 1st and 10 on the Bear 38-yard line. In the backfield.
Lindsey again.
Lindsey's going to run with it. Gets about 5 yards before he's met by 4 or 5 Bear defenders. We'll give him 4 yards to the 35-yard line. And it'll be 2nd down and 6 for the Bulldogs. rain really coming down here at Pitt. The umbrellas are out. The kids don't seem to mind, but lots of umbrellas here at Bulldog Field. That brings back some memories.
Yeah.
The two-day event we had here a few years ago. Bulldogs, it's long. He takes a direct snap and stuffed, trying to go right up the gut. And the Bears, once again, led by Murphy, stop him. Just, we'll give him a yard on the run. Brings up a third down, long five, short six here for the Bulldogs at the Bear 34-yard line. The Bulldogs switching those two guys, but that's really the only two guys that have touched the ball.
That's it, so far.
You keep a lot of attention on Long and Lindsay as we go through this. This time it's Long. They'll split two to the left, one to the right this time. Bulldogs looking like they might throw, but I don't know that I'm buying it. Slow snap, fumbled on the ground, and the Bulldogs have to eat it at the 40-yard line. So another fumbled snap, both teams having all kinds of trouble holding on to the ball. And that'll drop the Bulldogs back about 6 yards and make it a 4th and 12 at the Bear 40. They're probably going to go for it here, right?
I would assume they would probably go for it, especially in these conditions and being on their side of the 50-yard line. I'd look for them to go for it.
Bears dropped a couple safeties deep. Now they'll scrunch in and a timeout on the field. Water break. We are at the 6-minute mark of the first quarter. No score in Kabul between the Bears and the Bulldogs. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 4th and 12 for the Bulldogs. The handoff to Lindsay, but he's not going to get it. Went to the right side, picked up about 5, but that's about 7 short of where they needed to be. So the Bulldogs turn it over on downs. The Bears take it over at their own 38-yard line. It's a decent field position for the Bears. The defense had a nice stand there, Brady.
Yes, that's right. Yep, defense is doing great. We're doing great on penalties compared to last week.
Oh, yeah, but don't say it. You can't say that out loud or then they'll start throwing the flag.
It was a 55-minute first quarter, seemed like, last week.
Yeah, we're halfway through. I was surprised that we're already halfway through the first quarter. The first quarter storyline, though, has been the amount of fumbles we've seen.
That's right.
From the center to the quarterback. We'll see if the Bears can clean that up a little bit here on their second drive of the game. 1st and 10.
Cornelius.
2 to the left. Slip. Rodgers takes the snap, wants to run, gets a little blocking, but it closes quickly on him. Gets a couple of yards, but that's it. And it'll be 2nd down and 8 for the Bears. It felt like it took a little time to develop, and the Bulldogs sniffed it out.
Yeah, I think he was waiting on his guard to pull, and just that extra bit of timing, I think the linebacker was able to kind of fill that gap a little bit.
2nd down and 8 for the Bears. Ball on their own 39-yard line. Scoreless game, 5:20 to go, first quarter. Rodgers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left, takes a clean snap, hands off to Woolsey. Woolsey turning the corner at the 40. Now he tried to cut it back up, and he's going to get stopped right there. Goes out of bounds at the 41. So we'll give him a couple of yards, but I think, Brady, if Woolsey would have continued on that sweep, he might have picked up more yardage.
I think he could have got the edge a little bit on that corner. Not going to say that it would have been a big first down, but I think he might have could have got a little bit more.
Well, something he liked, tried to cut it back, and 3rd and manageable, though, here for the Bears, 3rd and 6.
It's easy to see from up here. It's a little different down there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Rodgers, Woolsey back there with him. Puts one to the left, one to the right. Takes the snap, wants to throw, goes deep. Ball has got a beat on it, and he's got the catch at the 30. Drug down at the 27. Great pass. There is a flag, though, in the backfield. And I do mean in the backfield. We'll see. It's going to be a personal foul, roughing the passer on the Bulldogs. We will decline that penalty, and it will be a Bear first down. Rodgers to ball, and Rodgers put it right where he needed to.
That's right. Shooter's going to shoot, they say. I like the aggressiveness right there by Rodgers going for. He's liked what he's seen here on the end. Kabul's always run man defense, and if you think your wide receiver can beat him and they're playing up close like that, let it fly.
1st and 10 for the Bears on the Bulldog 27, first time in Bulldog territory tonight for Willow. Completing a few of those passes also is going to open up the run game.
That's right,
Bears.
It definitely spreads out the defense a little bit and allows for us to be able to be able to run up the middle and around the end.
Crystal's taking a little bit of time here. And now marking off the penalty. That's one you don't decline. You know, I thought about that when he motioned decline. I didn't think he really had that option, and that's correct.
Personal foul, so it would be 15 yards. So we'll add that in.
So that'll spot it at the 19. So the Bears now inside the red zone. So costly penalty for the Bulldogs gives the Bears a great opportunity here. Rogers looks over at the sideline. Woolsey's back there with him. Takes the snap. Wants to throw. Fires, and it's short. I think Rogers had to get rid of it a little faster than he wanted to, and it's an incomplete pass.
Maybe a little miscommunication there between Rogers and Ball also.
Yeah, Ball was in the end zone, and the ball was about 10 yards short.
It's good to see that the Bears haven't really wavered on their passing game with all the rain and everything.
Yeah, as successful as they were with the run last week, trying to show a little bit of a different look here. Rogers puts ball in motion, gets the snap, hands it to him, and a fumble, and the Bulldogs have it. The Bulls got it, and again, the wet ball comes into play. Bears knocking on the door, but they fumble it at the 20-yard line. It was a handoff from Rogers to Ball, a little sweep play, and it just it never materialized.
No, I don't know that Ball ever actually had it in his arms. He just kind of fell out.
I don't think he did.
Right there in the transition.
So, it's a game of momentum, and the momentum just swung right back to Bulldogs with 4:17 to go. First quarter, no score. Bulls got it right back.
Looks like the rain's starting to ease up a little.
Still coming, but definitely lighter than it was a few minutes ago. As Long gets ready to call the offense for the Bulldogs. Carson Long at quarterback. Bulldogs graduated several from last year's team that ran up 66 points on the Bears. Makes the snap, takes the handoff, wants to run with it, and does. Gets about 5 yards up to the 25. There is a flag at the 20, and that's got to be a hold, right, Brady? Yes, it
is. Yep, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to say it too soon.
That's why I was putting the pressure on you to call it. We got one picked up earlier. That one stands, and it's a 5-yard penalty or 10-yard penalty on the Bulldogs. And so that backs them off to the 10-yard line. So now it'll be first and 20 from their own 10. And on a wet night, you don't want to be backed up to your end zone.
No, that's true. Because like we've seen so far, fumbles happen. And you don't want the other team to jump on a fumble within their own 10-yard line. So if I was their coach right now, I'd be saying, you know, whatever you do, hang on to the football.
Maybe looking at some safe type plays here. Bulldogs have not thrown it yet. Been content to keep it on the ground. Long back there, nobody with him, but he'll put Lindsey in motion. He'll give it to him on a sweep, and he's got the corner up to the 20 and dropped there. But a good 10-yard pickup on just a jet sweep to Lindsey. And it's, again, it's Long or Lindsey. That's
right.
The Cabool offense.
Yep, we're 3 minutes in with left in the first quarter, and that's the only two that I've got carrying the ball so far.
And one thing from learned from Pleasant Hope last week is when you've got two guys that are making all the plays, and by the third and fourth quarter, they start to run out of gas.
Yes, that is right. And that's what I thought happened to Pleasant Hope. You know, we got up on them, and they had to throw the ball to catch back up, and they just ran out of gas. That's exactly what happened, and we just kept right on scoring.
Long in the backfield. Two receivers left, one right. He'll put a tight end in motion, gets the snap, wants to run with it. He goes to the right side. Got a block, gets a first down up to the 35 before he's ridden out of bounds. So a 15-yard gain for Long, and the Bulldogs get themselves right out of the hole. Again, nothing fancy by Kabul here, but the Bears are going to have to tighten it up.
Just an empty set backfield, one little motion in front of them for a lead blocker and quarterback keeper right around the end.
3 minutes to go, first quarter here in Kabul, no score. Homecoming night for the Bulldogs.
Good crowd despite the rain.
Yeah, really good crowd. Lots of Bear faithful with student section on their feet over there. I love to see that. Bulldogs break the huddle. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Long standing on his 30. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it up the middle and gets about 6 yards. Drags a couple of Bears with him. Good back. Carson Long, the junior quarterback, picks up 7 yards.
Makes
your second
run.
And three. Yeah, both these guys, Lindsay and Long, hard to bring down.
They're not afraid of contact, and they've showed it in this first quarter.
Second down and three for the Bulldogs. Ball at the Bulldog 43-yard line, and we've had one turnover so far tonight, but lots of fumbles. Bears would like to get one back here. Long, got it back there with him. Takes the snap. It's a handoff to the running back, and he is stuffed for no gain, and I believe that is the first time we're going to see a different number. That is number 33, August Montgomery, sophomore running back for the Bulldogs. Montgomery, the first guy besides Lindsay or Long to touch the ball in this game for the Bulldogs, gets, well, they're going to give him a little bit of yardage there.
I've got 2 yards on the game there.
A little forward progress. Make it third down and a long one, short two here for Kabul. Bears need to stop. This could be a punt situation if the Bears can get a stop. Long. Claps a couple times, trying to draw the Bears off sides. They don't bite, and now Coach Cox will take a timeout. 90 seconds to go first quarter. We will take a 30-second time away. No score from Kabul. Bears and the Bulldogs back in 30. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at the pit, where weird things happen. So far, fumble-itis, but nobody has scored. 0-0, 90 seconds to go first quarter. Marty Spence, Larry Spence on assignment tonight. Brady Walton is in the booth with us, the former Bear quarterback, providing some commentary tonight, and probably like to see some scoring, but by the right team.
That's right. We want selective scoring.
That's right.
We're looking for.
Third and a long one here for the Bulldogs. They called the timeout to talk about it. Long puts a man in motion. It's Lindsay. Fake it to him. He'll take it. He'll get the first down to midfield. Faked it to Lindsay and then just took it right up the middle. And it worked. The Bulldogs move the chains, get another first down. And it's first and 10 Bulldogs at midfield. Bulldogs eating up time of possession. Keeping the Bear defense out on the field. Bears had it in the red zone, fumbled it on their last drive, and really swung momentum back to the Bulldogs trying to capitalize on.
We were marching the field down there, and now it looks like they're going to march it right back to us.
Long takes the snap, going to direct run to the right side. Gets a good block over there. Got an angle, gets to the sideline, and he's ridden out of bounds after a big gain. About 15-yard gain there for Long, and another first down for the Bulldogs. Just wearing the Bears out. Going up the middle, going to that right. They like that right side, don't they?
That's right. They like the right side, and they love running it right now. The only thing I can say for the Bears is don't get lulled to sleep, because a lot of these good coaches like this, they'll say run, 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 run. They'll lull you to sleep, and the next thing you know, you got a little play-action pass right over the top for a touchdown.
Ava does that really well.
They do it really well.
Bulldogs, first and 10 on the Bear 34-yard line. Long takes the snap, wants to run. This time he's going to go to the left side, tries to get a block, and does. Sheds the tackle down to the 25-yard line, a 9-yard pickup this time for Long. And Long is racking up the yards here in the first quarter. 45 seconds left to go in our first frame, and the Bulldogs edging closer to the red zone.
That puts them with 7 carries over 50 yards.
That's a pretty good first quarter. Second down and 1 for Kabul. Could be the last play of the first quarter. Clock running at 25 seconds. Bears shifting their defense. Long looks down at his wristband. Standing at the 30. Snaps it from the 25. Fakes the handoff. Runs up the middle. And this time the Bears cover it and cover it very well. No gain on the play. I give him a little forward progress, but
not much.
Not much. It's not going to be a first down. It'll be third and about half a yard when we come back. That is the end of the first quarter at Kabul. Willow 0, Kabul 0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Kabul, where we have no score. Lots of running. couple of fumbles, but nobody has dented the scoreboard yet. But Kabul, Brady has all the momentum right now, and they're threatening.
That's right. It's been a defensive battle so far, and right now their offense is starting to win it.
I feel like the Bears really haven't been able to do what they want to do yet
right
tonight, but it starts by getting the ball back.
That's right. It was the perfect time to have a quarter change when the other team's kind of getting some momentum going their way.
They did give Kabul a first down on that spot right before the break, so it's first and 10 for the Bulldogs from the Bear 24-yard line. Fumbled on the snap, picked up by Lindsey, sheds a couple of tacklers,
fumbled
and then fumbles it again, and the Bears have it. I believe they have not signaled it yet. There it is. The Bears have it at the 20-yard line, so they get it right back where they lost it on the last drive.
And here comes our momentum swing.
And once again, yeah, I mean, identical situation. The Bears had it on the Bulldog 20-yard line and coughed it up, and Kabul, they, you know, fair play. They want to give it right back to
them. That's right.
So that has really been the story of the first half. A wet football that has led to a couple of costly turnovers for both teams. So the Bears have it back. No score at the 19-yard line. Whistles blow, and the white hat comes in. It's an official timeout. The Bulldogs have some personnel that they need to shift out. Maybe a equipment issue.
We have yet to see Caden Lee at quarterback.
Rodgers back there again, takes the snap, hands it off to Woolsey. Woolsey sheds a couple of tackles, but a flag flies in from the backfield. Picks up about 6 yards, but I'm guessing that's going to be a hold. And it is. Holding on the Bears. Flag was thrown at the 22-yard line, so they'll mark it back 10 yards from there, and the Bears will have it first and long.
Kind of the story of the first half so far is two steps forward, three steps back. You know,
they're making some plays, but some costly penalties and turnovers. So it'll be first and 20 for the Bears. Ball will be spotted at the 9. So again, very similar, almost identical to what Kabul did on their last drive. Rodgers, low snap, needs to get rid of it in a hurry and throws it into traffic, and it's incomplete.
I think that was that tunnel screen that we've seen there right there in the first quarter. We got 19 yards, I believe, off of it the first time. I think we want to go back to that.
Incomplete pass brings up a second and 20 for the Bears from their own 9.
Like I said earlier, right here, backed up within your own 10, this is a perfect situation to not fumble.
Yes. Hang on to the football, whatever you do. Rodgers splits 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Put the ball in motion, gives it to him on a sweep, looking for a seam, can't find one, and knocks back after a little forward progress to about the 11, so we'll give him 2, and it'll be a third down and 18 for the Bears, but he did hold on to the football.
He did hang on to it.
Bears had 5 receivers that time. The rain has stopped, it looks like, so might be more favorable conditions for passing.
That's right. That's one thing so far that I've seen that the Bulldogs have done a really good job of is the what we have gained on the ground has been up the middle, I thought, and not a lot of stuff around the edges.
Rodgers takes the snap, wants to throw, got some time, unleashes a bullet downfield. It's caught by Ball, but he is wrapped up right about the 24-yard line. So nice play, but not enough yards after the catch on that one, and it'll bring up a 4th down and 5 and punting situation.
It was a good read by Rodgers to go to the middle of the field. He noticed that the safety was backing off, dropped it right there, right where it needed to be.
Ortega will drop back to punt for the Bears. 10:20 to go in the first half. Don't forget Ball Sports Focus coming up at halftime. We'll talk about the other sports going on at Willow Springs High School. Get you caught up on scores from around the area. Ortega takes the snap, kick is away, it is a floating kick to the 45, nobody back there to return, the Bulldogs were coming after it, takes a fair bounce down to the 29 and another good punt by Ortega. That's Briston Ortega, we've had a few Ortegas come through the Willow School District, Briston's a senior. couple of good punts tonight, and now the Bear defense right back on the field. Neither team can capitalize off the turnover. We're still at a scoreless stalemate.
That's right.
Ball was touched by Braden Scarborough. It's good to see freshmen out there.
It is. Braden had a big fourth quarter last week, got a couple of touchdowns. Chain Gang's going to have to fix things here. They were a little confused on where to spot it, but now they're going to move it up to the 29.
I mean, we'll take the ball right
Absolutely.
There.
We'll see if the two teams can hold on to the ball for the rest of the first half. A couple of costly turnovers. Both teams have had it at their 20-yard line, but nothing to show for it yet. Long at quarterback. Got two receivers left, one to the right. Takes the snap, wants to run it to the right side. Gets good blocking. He'll get a close to a first down. About a 9-yard carry to the left side for Long. I'm going to mark him out of bounds at the 38. So second and two for Kabul.
With that last run there, that puts him at over half of Kabul's carries for the first half.
The Bulldogs rarely go backwards. Sometimes it's just for a yard or two, but not many runs for loss. Fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it. He's got a big hole. Bears ride him down after a first down. It's close to midfield up to about the 49-yard line. So another big run by Long. Did a nice job with the fake that time. I bet on it for a minute, but Long is putting in a lot of steps here in the first half.
That's right. Kabul has always been a smoke and mirrors team, and by that I mean, you know, there's at least two or three guys that can have the ball at once, and it's up to the defense to figure out which one it is.
Long puts the man in motion. Fakes the handoff, and the Bears are there to shut him down. They didn't buy it this time. And Long, after I just said the Bulldogs don't go backwards, he'll lose three on this one. And he'll make it second down and 13. Good job by the Bear defense.
Tried to go with the same play. Didn't work that time.
Clock running. 9 minutes to go. First half. No score. Per usual, I thought this might be a high-scoring game. So far, that is not the case. Long in the backfield. Two receivers left. He'll put one in motion. He'll hand off to Lindsey. Lindsey, no blocking this time. And James Dean wrestles him down. Back at, we'll see where they'll spot it. At the 45, so a loss of one. And the Bear defense starting to catch on to what's happening here.
James did a great job there of reaching the end. That guard come around, pulled around, and he reached in there, and ball carrier tried to kick it out. Didn't work. He was standing right there.
Be a third down and 15 here for the Bulldogs, and an opportunity for the Bears to maybe get it back with a stop here. Long got two receivers right, one to the left. Bears shift, and a high snap and also some motion. I think the Bulldogs had illegal motion in this. The ref is quick to signal that. So mark him back another 5 yards, and it'll be a third and 20.
We may have been better off there with the fumble.
I think absolutely we would have been better off with the fumble. Even if the Bears wouldn't have gotten that, that Bulldogs were going to lose about 20 yards on that high snap.
Then it's fourth down.
Yeah. But the Bulldogs catch a slight break, and they'll get it to get another crack at it here. Third and 20 from their own 40-yard line. Bulldogs have not thrown the ball much, or at all.
I don't have one time to
throw. Okay, there you go. Maybe this is the first time. Long.
Here we go.
Drops back, throws it, completes it to the right side to his receiver over there, which is Lindsey. And he falls forward for about 5 yards. So a completion for the Bulldogs, but not nearly enough. And it'll be fourth down and 15, and the Bulldogs are likely punting it away here.
Yeah, and they weren't really expecting much as far as routes goes. I think they wanted to get it to Lindsey pretty quick there out there on the edge.
He's their speedster athlete. You get it in his hands and hope something good happens, but the Bears had him covered.
And so far, the majority that Lindsey has had rushing has been on the outside edge.
Good kick, fair catch called for by the Bears at the 25-yard line, and ball complete. The fair catch, the Bears will take over at their own 25-yard line, and calling for a fair catch on a night when I've seen so many fumbles is a little scary, but
smart play.
Ball is there to make the catch.
If you're brave enough to do it, it's a smart play.
Brady Walton with us tonight, and Brady's getting his initiation into sports casting, and so far we've not had a single point on the board, Brady.
Well, here's to hope.
Yeah, we got to make it a little more exciting for you. We've been up and down the field, but nobody into the end zone. Rodgers back out of quarterback for the Bears. Two receivers left, one to the right. Takes the snap. Delayed handoff to Woolsey, looking for some blocking. Cuts it up at the 30 to the 34. And he'll be close to a first down. Good first down running by Woolsey. They'll give him a good spot right at the 35-yard line. And it is enough for a first down. These guys are giving generous spots on both sides of the ball. So no complaints there, as long as you do it both ways.
It's got to be even.
Rodgers breaks the huddle. Bears trying to get some momentum back. That's a good first down. Let's see if they can build on it. First and 10 from their own 35. Gets the snap. Hands off to Woolsey, going to the right side this time, but the Bulldogs there to wrap him up. Had an initial hole, but it closed quickly, and Woolsey can only get a yard. And whistles blow. Is that the water timeout?
They had a player down.
Oh, okay.
Like he's kind of
jogging off the side there.
He got up a little slow, I think.
Okay. Are they going to go ahead and take the water? No. Maybe?
I don't think
they're going to. A little indecisive. I think we've seen in the first 2 weeks, they wait till exactly 6 minutes to take that water break. Not that it's that essential tonight, but Mitchell rules are Mitchell rules.
Oh, there's plenty of water.
Second and 9 for the Bears. From their own 36, Rodgers takes the snap. He's going to run with it. Right up the middle. Takes the block over the 40 to about the 41. A good 5-yard run by Rodgers. And it will be third and four, for the Bears when we come back. Because it is the 6-minute mark, and it's time for a water break here at the pit. Halfway through the second quarter, no score, Willow and Kabul. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at the pit, we're scoreless. 6 minutes left to go, first half. Bears have it third down and 4 at their own 41-yard line. Rodgers, Woolsey with him in the backfield, takes the snap, going to throw. High arcing pass is intercepted by the Bulldogs at their own 40-yard line, coming back this direction to the 45, to the 50, crosses midfield, and wrestled down just inside Bears territory, and the Bears turn it over for the second time tonight.
We do have a flag down.
Looks like it's after the interception at the 40-yard line. Love to see some pass interference here and give the Bears the ball back.
That would be wonderful. Pass interference, defense.
Illegal block is called against the Bulldogs.
Not pass interference, block in the back.
Illegal block after the interception, so the interception will stand, but it will move the Bulldogs back into their own territory. Rodgers let that up just a little too long.
Just a little overthrown, a little bit of air under it, and safety for Kabul did a pretty good job of being there.
Yeah, this Bulldog defense has done a nice job here in the first half. Got to tip your hat to him here in the first two quarters. The penalty will take the ball back to the 31-yard line. So the Bulldogs get it back. Our third penalty to half. Each team has had a fumble, and now the Bears have had an interception to their resume. It'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 31. 5:47 to go, second quarter. Long back in the gun. Two to the left, one to the right. Takes the snap, going to run it. Goes to the right side, and there is a flag in the backfield. Going to end up picking up about 8 yards, but I think, Brady, that is coming back.
That is coming back. That's a hold if I've ever seen one.
Yep. Pretty blatant hold on the Bulldogs. So the first and 10 will become first and 20. And the Bulldogs march their way backwards. How many penalties the Bulldogs have tonight?
I've got, right now they've got three including, or four including this holding call. Three of them have been holding calls on offense.
Had some penalties tonight, but not nearly what we experienced last week at home against Pleasant Hope. That was something I really don't care to experience again.
No, 55-minute first quarter, I told my wife, you know, we're going to have to leave this game early or I'm going to be late for work on Monday.
A four-hour game. Long takes the snap, wants to go to the right side, got some blocking, gets to the 25, and knocked down at about the 26. About a six-yard pickup for Long. It'll be a second down and 14 for the Bulldogs. Long continues to do the heavy lifting for this team. Lindsey comes and spells him once in a while, but it's really the Carson Long show.
11 carries for 83 yards so far in the first half.
That's an 8 yard per carry average.
That's right.
And you can ride that for a while if you're the Bulldogs. Second and 14 after the penalty. Pinned them back a little bit. Long trying to work the Bulldogs out of it. Two receivers right, one to the left. Has only thrown the ball one time. That snap is on the ground. It's picked up by Long, and he'll move it forward for a couple. But the low snap really hijacked that play before it could get started, and Long did what he could just to keep possession and pick up a couple of yards.
It was a good job by the Bears being there.
Makes it third down and 12 for the Bulldogs. If you're Coach Swallum, you want to script this out to get the ball back and get a score before going into the locker room. Third and long here. Want to make sure we get a stop and get the ball back. Long, two receivers left, one to the right. Gets the snap, whistles blow. Flag comes in from the far sideline, and it's a false start on the Bulldogs. They'll move it back five more yards. You know, you start talking about penalties, Brady, and the flags start flying more, so we're going to have to stop bringing that up.
That's right. I've seen it time and again, though, the way flags can, you know, if you got an offense that's moving, one flag can turn that momentum around and put it on the defense side. If they just get one break.
Yeah, that's all they need.
That's all they need.
So it'll be a third down and 20, big opportunity for the Bear defense here to get a stop and get the ball back after the interception. Long splits two to the left, one to the right.
Got to pass it here.
Nobody with him. He'll bring Lindsey in motion, fakes it to him. He's going to take off to the right side. Got some good blocking. He's across the 30, but manhandled at the 34-yard line. So a good pickup for Long, but not nearly enough for a first down. And the Bear defense played it smartly there. Going to give him some yards, but keep him contained. Clock running at 3:20 to play in the first half. The Bears will get it back with about 3 minutes left, so plenty of time to get a score before halftime. Assuming the Bulldogs punt it here and they don't have some trickery up their sleeves, this would be a... I wouldn't think you'd want to do anything crazy down here.
Not right here, but I've seen weirder.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I've got that last carry puts Carson Long over 100 yards.
Well on his way to 200 for the game. We'll see what adjustments the Bears make on him in the second half. I'm anxious to see that. Now, Bulldogs are going to call a timeout to talk about it with 2:50 to go in the first half. We're scoreless here at the Pit in Kabul. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back in Kabul, 3 minutes left to go in the half. We're scoreless. The Bulldogs facing a 4th-and-7. Likely punting it away, but Coach Cox with the timeout to talk about it. We'll see if the Bears can get it back before halftime. We'll have our fall sports focus coming up at halftime. Brady Walton, whether he knew it or not, will be picking out a athlete of the week for us from volleyball, tennis, and cross country.
No pressure there.
That's Larry's job normally, but he's passing the baton to you for tonight. Bulldog showing punt. John Ball back. It's the punt is on the ground between the legs, back to the 10. The punter's got to do something with it. He heaves it up. It is no good, out of bounds, and the Bears will take over in fantastic field position. And Brady, really, the punter did a good job just to get it and throw it out of bounds because that could have been a huge loss for Kabul.
That would have been Kabul fans' worst nightmare if he would have left that ball going, but he picked it up, ran over to the left, and just chucked it out of bounds. That was a good play by him. Good heads-up football, but it does put us with good field position.
There's a great field position, plenty of time, 2:42 left to go. Still two timeouts as well if you need them. And they'll have it first and 10 on the Bulldog 34-yard line. They're going to hang on to the ball. They've had two drives ambushed by turnovers. Receivers, one to the right, one to the left for Rogers. Woolsey with it in the backfield. Caden Woolsey gets the ball and sheds one tackler. Shirt tail tackle drags him down at the 30. 4-yard pickup by Woolsey. Woolsey is a tough runner. He runs hard, hard guy to bring down.
Yeah, he's one of those runners that seem like they're mad at the ground.
Yeah.
And I like that. That's essential for a running back, especially a running back in high school in this division here.
Kind of a Pacheco type
yeah.
running back.
Yeah.
Rogers puts the man in motion, gets the snap, hands it off the ball. Ball looking for a seam. He finds one at the 30, down to the 25, trying to get a little more yardage, and he's ran out of bounds just inside the 25-yard line. We'll see where they mark him out.
Good blocking by the Bears on that.
I think he got a first down. Depends on where they mark it at the 26. He'll be a couple yards short of a first. The third and very manageable here for the Bears. Third down and 2 for Willow. Ball at the Kabul 26. 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Rogers, Woolsey back there with it. 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Takes the snap. Going to run it himself. Gets to the outside. Pressure coming, and he is going to be wrestled down for a loss. Just didn't have any blocking there, Brady, and will lose a yard.
No, I'm not sure if that was a busted play or it looked like for just a second that he was going to give it to Caden Woolsey and then just went ahead and kept it and bounced outside. Didn't have any blockers out there. Kabul did a good job wrapping him up.
Caden Lee coming in for this play, so might watch him. He's got some speed. 4th and 3 for the Bears. Clock running at 1:25 to go in the first half. The Bears want to score in the first half. Going to have to pick up a first down here.
Empty set, looks like.
Rogers, 3 to the right, 2 to the left. Gets the snap. Wants the throw. Now he's going to take off. Flag in the backfield. Rogers has the first down and a lot more. Gets all the way to the 3, but it's coming back, isn't it?
I'm afraid it is, but I hate to say it too soon.
There it is. Holding on the Bears, so bring it all back. And a costly penalty for the Bears. And it's hard to know, did the penalty make the play or not, but certainly the Bears would have liked to have had that option back. Rogers showcased the speed there, but all for naught. And now a 4th and 3 becomes a 4th and 13. Clock at 1:05, and I guess interesting decision for Coach Swallamir. You probably go for it, right?
I would go for it. This being with only a minute left, Kabul really hasn't showcased their passing game a whole lot, so you can kind of expect that if we don't convert for the 4th down, and they will still have it on their side of the 50-yard line.
Bears show pass. 3 receivers left, 2 to the right for Rogers. He'll put Woolsey in motion, shifting from the left to the right. Snap is low. Rogers picks it up. Wants to throw. Heaves it downfield. Got a man. Ball. No, it's knocked away at the last second. Ball wanted some pass interference, but just pretty well defended by the Bulldogs. Number 20, Blaine Davis, the senior. Well covered. He knocked it away. And the Bears will turn it over on downs, and the Bulldogs will have 44 seconds now to try to get some Friday the 13th magic here before halftime. Well, I would not have suspected a scoreless first half here in Kabul.
Just a really even split game.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to go, I bet this is the best 0-0 game in the state right now.
Could evenly match teams, and
right.
A couple turnovers by the Bears, one for the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs are going to go under center. They're going to take a knee. They're not even going to do anything here. They're going to run clock and take us to halftime. So Coach Cox electing probably to save the legs of Carson Long a little bit. That kid's, he's gonna need some Gatorade after.
But you know, if it's me, you know, I'm trying to do out routes, something that's gonna take us to the sideline, stop the clock so I don't have to burn all my timeouts at once. Or, you know, with 44 seconds left, you can burn out as many as you want.
Bears had a big second half last week against Pleasant Hope. They're going to try to dial one up this week as well, but that will be the end of the first half in Kabul. We are scoreless between the Bulldogs and the Bears. We'll come back. We've got our fall sports focus. We'll take a look at first half stats and check in on other scores from around the region in 3 minutes. No score, Bears and Bulldogs. We'll be back. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at the pit, we are scoreless between the Bears and the Bulldogs. Marty Spence, Larry Spence on assignment this week. Brady Walton, former Bear quarterback and local country music star, has joined us tonight. And Brady's been able to provide a lot of good insight. He's also been keeping some stats for us. And we'll start with a recap, Brady, of that first half. And normally, I'll go through the scoring summary, but that is not necessary.
We can go through it. It'll just be pretty quick.
Yeah, that's it. There is no scoring summary. The turnovers have probably been, you know, the big storyline. Fumble and interception for the Bears and a fumble by the Bulldogs. But take us through those first half stats.
Yeah, so it's been a defensive battle through both the front quarters of the game. Like Mr. Spence is saying, the rain has really put a big damper on the game. Lots of fumbles. Not a lot of fumbles recovered by the other team, but lots of fumbles in general. Both sides of the ball.
Yeah, really.
So Bears and Bulldogs perfectly split down the middle. I don't know. I couldn't just give it to one team right now. I think it's been a pretty even split down the middle.
It's a push. Yeah, the line would be even if you were betting on this game tonight. And I really thought we would see some scoring for both these teams. But so far, it's been a defensive battle. As far as stats go, you know, the Bears have tried a few different things, but for the Bulldogs, one guy is certainly taking the stat headline.
Yeah, Carson Long right now, number 15, is at 13 carries for 102 yards.
Okay, over 100 yards in the first half for Long, and then Lindsey's helped out as well.
Lindsey has 30 yards rushing, and I think all of them have been around the end. Bulldogs, I've got at 5 yards on in through the air. So not a lot of pass from the Bulldogs.
One pass for the Bulldogs. Perfect 100% completion rate for Carson Long. But we'll see what the Bulldogs want to do in the second half. As Long has taken a lot of snaps back there. We'll see if Lindsey maybe becomes more of a factor in the second half.
They did have one other kid run the ball, 33, Montgomery.
He did.
Sophomore, and 2 yards.
Okay, so they tried it once.
They tried it.
Didn't go back to it. And what about the Bears?
So right now I've got Caden Woolsey at 12 yards, which all of them have been pretty, I don't know that that's accurate. I don't think I have been keeping stats like I should. But he's done really well running the ball, running it hard.
Yeah.
Chase Rogers, just like last week, done really well. He's a real fast runner, hard to tackle, real shifty. He's been doing great. Got 19, 20, 24 yards on the game. And John Ball with 2 carries and 7 yards. And Rogers, as far as through the air, has got 64 yards through the air. So
Rogers done a pretty good job. The Bears have moved the ball, but again, those two turnovers have been costly to hijack those drives. But no score. Neither team can get the scoreboard in the first half. Other games tonight, we just have one score for you. Houston leading Salem 14-0. No big surprise there. Houston coming in 2-0 and looking pretty good. And the Salem Tigers struggling out the gate. The big game of the night, it's always a big game. Number 6 Ava versus Mountain Grove. I think that's played in Douglas County this year. And, man, that's always a good game, isn't it?
Yeah. And it is always a good game. They run very similar offenses. Obviously, when I was in high school, Dan Swafford was with Ava.
Yeah.
I still have nightmares about their defense. Just great football team. Well, now he's with Mountain Grove.
Right.
He started off a year 0-2 and arguably is the best 0-2 team around.
Yeah.
I got the opportunity to watch some of their games also on film. And, you know, their first game is Fair Grove. That's a tough team. Took the loss there and then last week played Highland, Arkansas or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a good game tonight.
Absolutely. Bears get Mountain Grove next week. We've got to go to Panther Stadium and strap in for the Panthers next week. So it's but we'll wait till next week for that. We've got another half.
Cross that bridge when it comes.
Exactly. Fair is at Liberty tonight. Fair off to a 2-0 start. Liberty at 1-1, picking up their first win last week. And West Plains is at Hillcrest tonight. They've started 1-1 after losing week one to Coach Erie and the Mountain Home Bombers. They picked up their first win last week. So, Brady, that leads us to our fall sports focus. And this is something Larry and I do during football season to shine the light on some of our other fall sports that are going on at Willow Springs High School and give some other kids some attention. And we've really got some good stuff happening in all three of our other fall sports. And we'll start with cross country. Cross country has a new coach this year. Mindy Cooper is our cross country coach after Coach Wagner had done it for so long. Really just, he's a coaching legend at Willow. But Thursday they were at the Steve Wagner Invitational named after Coach Wagner's late father. And that is a huge meet. And it brings in schools from all over Missouri. Really a neat event at the Willow Springs Country Club. And Coach Cooper says all runners improved on times and either medaled or one spot away from medaling for Willow. So great job at that meet. And that was a middle school and high school meet. I know she's got just a couple of high school runners, but lots of middle school runners. So hopefully those kids will stay with it. Thursday, the middle school and high school cross country teams will be at West Plains, and they'll also include the fifth and sixth grade in that meet. So go out and cheer on the cross-country runners at West Plains on Thursday. And Coach Cooper is nominating. You've got to keep track of our nominees.
Oh, goodness.
We'll put you on the spot here. You've got to pick. You didn't know when you signed up for this that you had the stress of picking out the athlete of the week. Senior Mackenzie Collins is Coach Cooper's nominee. And Kenzie is a double varsity sport letter winner this year. In fact, she was nominated in volleyball in the same category last week. She's playing volleyball and doing cross country. And
awesome.
Man, if you're going to do cross country, that is, I mean, you sell out.
That's right.
For that. So
that's
if you're able to do anything other than cross country, kudos to Kenzie for that. Always giving 110%. And Coach Cooper says she is showing big improvements from race to race. So Mackenzie Collins, senior, is our Athlete of the Week nomination for cross country. We'll go to volleyball. And volleyball had a big week, and Coach Collins was a little late getting me her information, but she did. I just have to look it up on my phone. So, Coach Collins, they played two games this week. Volleyball team did against Bakersfield and Summersville. JV and varsity did very well, played their game, kept it clean. And Coach Collins says, as a coach, when you play other teams that are not on your level of playing field, you always want your team to play their game and not drop down to that level.
Absolutely.
And they did that. JV score was 25-14, 25-18. Varsity score against Bakersfield, 25-11, 25-9, and 25-8. That's dominant.
Wow. Yeah.
That's dominant for volleyball, and they did a great job. Summersville, very scrappy team, went after every ball, tested them in many areas, but Coach Collins was impressed with their work ethic and how hard they fought. They found their groove, started taking over the game. JV won 25-18, 25-14. Varsity score 25-20. 25-19, and 25-18. So two straight set victories this week for the volleyball girls. Top stats, that's kind of a tongue twister there, but after three games, Alicia Shanks, 11 aces, Zoe Holmes with 10, Paisley Crutchington's got 23 kills, Sydney Stewart with 19, Carson Gilbert with 18, Sydney Stewart's got 40 assists. That sounds really high to me. I'm not really a volleyball guy, but that sounds like a really good stat.
It sounds crazy.
Henley Johnson's got 24. Diggs, Alicia Shanks with 29. Zoe Holmes with 20. Player of the Week nomination for volleyball is Alicia Shanks, another senior. She's the libero. It's always a cool position on the volleyball team.
Kind of like the quarterback of the volleyball
team. It is, yeah. Lots goes through the libero. Without Alicia in the back row, the defense would struggle. Her ability to cover the court so well is something we can't replace. Make saves and passes that keeps us in the game. So, Alicia Shanks, the nominee for Athlete of the Week for volleyball. Busy schedule next week for volleyball. They're going to Licking on Monday. Donovan's at Willow on Tuesday. Going to Houston on Thursday. And then the Kabul Varsity Tournament on Saturday. So if you want to watch volleyball next week,
plenty of opportunity.
You can certainly do it. Tons of volleyball next week. Volleyball's at 3-1 on the season, and I know expectations were really high for that team, and so far they're living up to it. And then we go to tennis. So tennis is our final high school sport going on right now. They're 3-0 on the season, so undefeated, and Coach Cox, Brady, all he does is win. I mean, he just rolls out
he's the
and
man.
Wins. Tuesday, they were at Lighthouse Christian in Springfield. That is a homeschool coalition in Springfield that has put together a tennis team, and the Lady Bears won that match 8-1 varsity and 4-3 on the JV side of things. Yesterday, we were scheduled to have a match, but it was postponed because of the inclement weather. And tomorrow, they're scheduled to play at the Forsyth Tournament, where Willow has won that trophy for the last three tournaments. So they're going to try for the four-peat tomorrow. Clever, Reed Spring, and Forsyth are the other teams in that tournament. All district opponents for Willow. So not only can they pick up some wins, but that helps district seeding
absolutely.
When it comes district time. Monday, Tennessee will be home against Reed Spring. Tuesday, they'll go to Forsyth. So they'll go back to Forsyth. That's a tough road trip. Two trips to Forsyth in 4 days. That's a little much. And then Friday, they'll be at the Republic Tournament. There'll be some big dogs in that Republic Tournament. Coach Cox's nomination for Athlete of the Week is junior Sheridan Hoskins. Sheridan played really well on Tuesday, helping to get a win at number one doubles and winning her singles match 8-0. Sheridan has improved her game from last year and made a big impact on the varsity roster. So Sheridan Hoskins winning and helping out the tennis team a lot. She is the tennis nomination. And just a few other notes from our fall sports focus. JV football, 0-2 to start things. They had a tough one against Donovan on Monday night. Lost 32-0, but a little asterisk probably by that when that Donovan team is doing what Pleasant Hope has done for the last several years, and that's just playing a JV schedule. So you got to look at that and say 32-0,
sure.
But that's a lot of juniors and seniors playing
on
that Donovan
team. When you can pour all of your resources into that team, it's going to be like a varsity team.
Sure.
Whether they call it JV or varsity, it's going to be like a varsity team.
So a little misleading there. JV will be here at Kabul on Monday night, and we've got a ton of freshmen and sophomores.
Right.
And a lot of those kids are looking at the Monday night lights, and Bear fans need to go come right back here to Kabul on Monday and support that JV team because they should be fun.
That's right. Yep. This should be a fun game to watch.
Middle school football, 0-1. They had their first game last night, and it did not go great for the 7th and 8th grade. Some lopsided losses for both those teams. But, you know, you're learning at that level, and I've talked with Coach Pitts, and Mr. Cochran was there last night, but sounded like Salem had some really big kids. Some of their big teams from the 90s and the early 2000s are having kids, and those kids are now playing.
Yep.
So Salem may be on the rise in the future.
Yeah, size makes a big difference, especially at that age.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's being having to block somebody like that all night, you know, that's a tall order to ask somebody.
Yeah, learning at that level, and definitely want to support our middle school football team and volleyball team as well. Those middle school kids work hard and learning their sports, and we're just happy that they're out there participating in those extracurriculars because I'm sure Brady can attest to that. If you're going through school and you've got that team that you can belong to, and we love to win, but at the end of the day, those bonds that you make out there on your team is that's a big deal, isn't it?
That's right. I grew a lot as a man from playing sports. You know, it teaches discipline, and sometimes it's good for kids to get yelled at, and as much as I hate to say it, but there's not a lot of that in the society that we live in today. So it just makes you tougher, and I know it helped me a lot.
A lot of life lessons to be learned on the field or the court or whatever activity is going on. Our athlete of the week last week came from the tennis team. It was Lillian Weimer, the number one tennis player. She was our week two athlete of the week. And Brady, here we go. Your nominations this week. In cross country, we've got senior Mackenzie Collins. In volleyball, senior Alicia Shanks. And then in tennis, junior Sheridan Hoskins.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to Alicia Shanks this week for volleyball. Sounds like she was the leader in aces and digs. So if you can lead in two categories and still lead your team to victory, I think you should you should have the crown for a week.
There you go. Alicia Shanks is our fall sports focus athlete of the week. Alicia, an all-state softball player as well. Got to get that in, as our softball team had all kinds of accolades last spring. But congratulations to Alicia Shanks, our fall sports athlete of the week. Make sure you go find a Bear event to attend next week and cheer on the maroon and white. We're coming back for the second half in 2 minutes. Again, we are scoreless at the pit in Kabul between the Bears and the Bulldogs. Week one of the SCA. Somebody's got to score. We'll be back in 2 minutes for the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Bear Sports on KUKU. Back at Kabul, we're scoreless after two quarters. The Bears and the Bulldogs, Friday Night Lights, the first week of SCA competition, and if you predicted that this would be a scoreless game for the first half, you would have been correct. That's not at all what I would have predicted, but that's where we're at. Both teams are back out on the field. They've got 20 seconds, but I'm kind of stalling just a little bit, Brady, to see if they put some more minutes up on the clock, as they sometimes do, but we're going to know pretty shortly. Bears will kick to start the second half, as Kabul deferred to the second half, and looks like a good decision now. You want that opportunity to set the tone early in the third quarter.
Yep, every drive is going to matter from here to the end of the game. The first half really matters to set the tone, and the second half really matters to finish the game.
And as always, you look for adjustments. The Bears obviously are going to have to figure out something wrong. He is the Bulldogs, really their one weapon in the first half, but he's been a good one and been consistent for the Bulldogs.
Right.
And for the Bears, just got to hang on with the ball, right?
Yeah, you know, we marched the field right there towards the end. We were within the 20-yard line and just handed it to them, gave it away right there at the end. Well, luckily, right at the start of the second quarter, Kabul, you know, did the same thing on the same play with us.
Yeah.
And fumbled and gave it back to us. So, you know, we've given them the ball a couple times, but we've had a couple good breaks too. So, just been a good game to watch.
Halftime adjustments. You played for Coach Slalom. What's Coach Slalom like at halftime?
He's always fired up. He is always fired up. And one thing that I always respect about Coach Slalom is he knows how to fire up his guys. And so I expect the Bears to come out and really be jacked up and ready to play.
They've got some other guys with fire down there as well. Coach Airy and Coach Brookshire, Coach Lee, they'll, I'm sure, have their guys motivated and ready to go. They did put extra time on the clock. So, Matt, we will take one more brief time away. We'll have a 60-second time away, and then I promise we'll come back for the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Kabul, getting ready for the start of the third quarter, and we remind you that our Bear sponsors, always proud to bring you Bear Football, include the guy you just heard from, John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet, Cox Health Center, Frigga Tire, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Shelter Insurance, Simmons Bank, Ozarks Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet. We appreciate all of our Bear sponsors. Make sure when you go into one of our sponsors, say, hey, thanks for getting Bear football and basketball on the air. And basketball seems like it is far off, but it'll be here before you know it.
That's right. I remember last year thinking, oh, my goodness, it's week 10.
Well, we're already in week three, and that's always, it feels like we just started the school year. But here we are in week three, and the Bulls trying to pick up their first win of the season. Bears trying to pick up win number two after going 2 years without a win. Just that was a lot of fun, just looking at the field last week, Brady, after the game, and watching those kids celebrate.
That's right. Yeah, confidence is main key. And then I seen somewhere on Facebook, couldn't tell you where I seen it, last win for us was September 30th, 2022.
Yeah.
So it was good to see us get that win last week and get our spirits up a little bit.
Bears will try to be fired up here to start the third quarter, try to get some points on the board. They scored 79 last week, but so far it's a zero. And if you're after the Bulldogs, right, they've had a good game plan here in the first half and been able to execute. Bears made a couple of mistakes. Try to clean that up in the third quarter.
59 of our points last week was after halftime. So
there you go. There you go. That's a we'll take that trend. Bears will kick off for the first time tonight. They did not have a kickoff. And Stevenson will tee it up for the Bears. Bulldogs have one man back to return. Stevenson, it's an onside squib kick that the Bulldogs fall on at the 45-yard line. So, the Bulls got good field position, a little bit of a gamble there by the Bears.
Yeah, there was a big gap between the second row and the third row, and I think they were trying to reach that gap, and it did not work out for us.
So great field position for Kabul. They'll start at their own 46-yard line, first and 10 there. Carson Long with the big first half. He has been the Kabul offense.
Bold prediction, he runs it first.
I think that's a safe bet. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, gets the snap. There he goes, right up the gut, and up air's meeting. Two guys sandwiched him right at the line of scrimmage. And it was Isaac Murphy as well as Perry Younger. Got a good hit on him. That's how you like to start the second half. You know, show them that you're going to be physical, right?
Yeah, I'm wondering if the Bears don't put an extra linebacker in the box just to kind of hold the old Long at bay and make him go around the end.
Second and 9 for the Bulldogs from their own 47. Two receivers right, one to the left. Long puts Lindsey in motion. He's going to fake it to him and take it himself on the left side. Got a little blocking, but the Bears closed on him pretty quickly right at the midfield stripe. We got to the 50, gain of 3, but it'll bring up a 3rd down and 6 for the Bulldogs. Early returns look like the Bears are doing a better job sticking with Long.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they've done a pretty good job not falling for the fake on that one. I'm sure the second half they're going to say, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have to beat us with somebody else.
Yeah, do something else. 3rd down and 6 for the Bulldogs. Taking a lot of time in the huddle. Still plenty of time on the play clock, down to 10. Long breaks the huddle. Two receivers left, one to the right. Bears shift. Lindsey goes in motion, takes the ball, got around the corner. He's got a 1st down across the 40 and down to about the 37. Long was keying on every play. They finally did give it to Lindsey instead of faking it to him. Got around the corner and picked up a big 1st down.
I think Coach Brookshire's kind of looking for a holding on that one, but it's not going to get it.
I was kind of looking for one, too, but no laundry on the field, and it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs at the Bear 36-yard line. Scoreless game. Both fan bases waiting for somebody to dent the scoreboard. Long, two receivers left, one to the right. And movement, yep. Big lineman for the Bulldogs. Saw that from up here. Took a big step backwards. Ellison, senior lineman. Bulldogs have several seniors on this team. They lost a bunch last year, but still have pretty good size up front. That'll make it a 1st down and 15 for Kabul. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line. 9:50 left to go, 3rd quarter. Not sure we were at halftime yet of the game last week.
Not sure we were out of the 1st quarter.
Long. Two receivers left, one to the right. On 1st and 15, gets the snap, hands it off. Running back going to the right side. Sheds the tackle. He's got a big hole to the 30, to the 20, to the 15. Drug down about the 14, and a great play call by the Bulldogs. Riley Honeycutt, the sophomore, he's not touched the ball all night. They dialed up his number, and the Bears weren't ready for it.
No, they weren't. I think they were kind of just expecting Long to keep that one. And he finally gave it, and when he did, we were not ready for it. Good blocking there by Bulldogs, too.
Bulldogs catch the Bears napping, get a 1st down, 1st and 10 at the Bear 14. The Bulldogs back in the red zone. The last time they got close, they fumbled it. They'll try to get some points here. Long takes the snap, runs it to the right side, and runs into traffic pretty quickly.
Oh, ball.
And a ball is loose. And I think the Bulldogs got it back at the 15. They did recover.
Boy, that was close.
That was close. Lose a yard on the fumble, and it'll be second down and 11.
That one there had nothing to do with the rain. That was a forced fumble there.
Bear defense did a good job. And like, I mean, this drive, the Bears have done a much better job on long.
Right.
You just can't let somebody else get big yards.
Yep.
8:30 left to go third quarter. Bulldogs at the 15-yard line. Second and 11. Long puts a man in motion, takes the snap, gives it again to Honeycutt. Same play, cuts it in to the 5, to the house. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Honeycutt goes in from 15 yards out, and we've got our first points of the game.
Same play that broke off on the last one, too.
A guy that hadn't touched the ball in the first half, the sophomore, Honeycutt, gets a couple of big carries for the Bulldogs. He really set up that drive and then pops it in from 15 out, and the Bulldogs look like they're going to kick the extra points. That has become rare, Brady, that the high school can kick an extra point.
It has. Yeah, you don't see that very often anymore, that extra point. I don't know if they want the extra point from the two-point conversion or, you know.
Snap is good. Kick is up, and it is good. Extra point is good, and the Bulldogs break on top, 7-0. We'll be back for the Kabul kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Kabul, the Bulldogs have scored first. It is our only score tonight. They lead it 7-0, 8:16 to go third quarter. Bulldogs kicking off to the Bears. Bears put Woolsey back at the 30. It's an onside kick, and the Bears cover it at the 47. That's what the Bears tried on the opening kick of the second half, and Willow will get similar field position to what Kabul had, maybe similar results, Brady.
That's right. I'm hoping Willow can answer the bell on this one.
Talking at the break, you feel like the Bears can score on this defense.
I absolutely do. You know, it's a very even set, but I think, you know, if they can score on us, we can score on them.
Bears a couple of turnovers in that first half that stopped drives. We'll try to hang on to the ball and get some momentum. Rogers, two receivers left. Woolsey's back there with him. Takes the snap. Hands off to Woolsey. He tries to shed a tackle in the backfield and cannot. Good job by the Bulldogs to hang on. And it'll be a 3-yard loss for Woolsey and the Bears on first down. And the Bulldogs, they're playing with a lot of emotion now. They're jacked up. Homecoming. They'd love to get a win.
Yeah, homecoming environment's just different. There's a bigger crowd. Everybody's can see those floats out there. It's just different.
Bulldogs beat the Bears 66-6 last year at Polinski. It's not going to be that kind of game. Second down, 13. Rogers rolls out. Just run it, Jace. He gets to the 45, leans forward to about the 48. Thought he might have more than that, but the Bulldogs ran him down. To be third down and 6 for the Bears after a 7-yard run by Jace Rogers. Looks like he had the option to run or pass.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody open, so I think that was a pretty good decision on Jace's part there. I look for him to pass here, too.
Three receivers left, one to the right. Woolsey back with Rogers in the backfield on third down and 6. Takes the snap, hands it off, and the Bulldogs are right there. The Bears as Woolsey had no prayer. The offensive line couldn't give the Bears any time on that. It's a loss. Back to the 45. It's 4th and 10 for the Bears. And Willow looking at a 3-and-out on their first possession of the third quarter.
Woolsey took a pretty good shot there. Boy, he's a tough kid. It's a hard one to stand up from, and he just popped right up.
So disappointing drive for the Bears. They go 3-and-out halfway through the third quarter. Bulldogs now have a lead, and they can play a little ball control in a low-scoring game. Ortega back to punt, and it's a good one. Spiraling kick, hits it to 20, takes a sideways roll up to the 22, and the Bulldogs will take over at their own 22-yard line, and Bears will look for a turnover or something to get momentum back here, trailing 7-0 at 6:02 left to go in the third quarter. Is that close enough for a water break? I guess not. This would seem like a natural point to just take a little break.
It's
for
a good,
for
it's a good time, yeah.
But we're going to run a play first, apparently.
It's got to be under 6 minutes.
That's right.
It's got to be.
That's right. Not 6:02. Long and the Bulldogs back at it after engineering a scoring drive on their last possession. Put a couple receivers to the left, one to the right. Long puts a man in motion. Fakes it, and flags fly in a procedure penalty, I'm guessing, against the Bulldogs. And it is. 5-yard penalty. We'll bring the Bulldogs back 5 yards, back to the 17, and it'll be first and 15, and we are at 6 minutes, but no signal yet. There it is. There's your whistle, and there's the water break. We're halfway through the third quarter. Kabul leads Willow 7-0. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Carson Long with the carry, and now they say water break. Brady, I'm not sure what that last stoppage of play was for, but we'll just keep it right here as we missed that last play. But another snap to Long. He faked the handoff to Lindsay and then ran for a good 10 yards. Sets up a second down and 3 here for the Bulldogs.
Good tackle by the Bears over there on the sideline. Took a good angle and laid it to him pretty good.
Well, what Long has been able to do in the first half, because they've been so steady in beating him in the rock, that the Bears have to pay attention to him. And
right,
what happened on that last possession is that gives somebody else a chance to sneak in there and get big yardage.
That's what I was talking about earlier. You know, if you can lull the defense to sleep, generally it's with run, pass. But in this case with Kabul, it didn't look like they have any interest in passing the ball tonight. So it's looking like long, and then run it with somebody else. So, and right there it works.
Long's got it, 2nd and 3 at the Kabul 28-yard line. Takes the snap. He's just going to run it to the right side and spins, turns, and picks up a first down. About a 4-yard carry for Long. That'll move the chain. And Kabul now with the lead. You got to... good ground attack that you can really grind out of possession and try to just keep the ball and get another touchdown here. But possession and clock management comes into play.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. As long as you can keep your defense off the field and keep the ball in your hands, you can kind of keep the game at the tempo that you want it.
Long splits 2 to the left, 1 to the right, but again, not much. Only one pass attempt by the Bulldogs tonight. And they're going to start using up some play clock as well. Takes the snap, runs it up the middle, met by the Bears after, we'll give him a yard. 2nd and 9 for the Bulldogs. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. I respect what the Bulldogs are doing, but running the entire play clock down seems a little bit early for that.
It does. There's still a lot of time left in the game. We're not even in the fourth quarter yet, so I'm not going to hold my breath just yet.
Bears have only been on the field, though, in the second half for just about 90 seconds, probably, in this third quarter. Bulldogs have owned time of possession in the second half. 2nd and 9 on the Bulldogs 34. Long puts Lindsay in motion. It's a low snap. They give it to Lindsay, and he is met right at the line of scrimmage behind the line. He'll lose 2 on the play. Great job by the Bears to cover that up. They run that play so often where it's either they actually give it to Lindsay or Long fakes it,
yep,
and takes off. Bears were ready for either scenario on that one.
I'm sure that was a lot of the talk at halftime, was that specific,
yes,
play.
Yes. Unfortunately, it's been the rare plays that have hurt the Bears and Honeycutt and a couple of other kids that
right,
rarely touch the ball.
In a game like this, 7-0. It only takes one play.
Third down and 11 for Long here. Gets the snap. Straight run to the right side. He is knocked and down right at the line of scrimmage. Falls forward for a yard, but it'll be 4th and 10 for the Bulldogs, and Kabul's got to punt it away. Their defense makes a stand here after being scored on in their last possession. They make a bit of a statement. Stop Kabul after just one first down and should get the ball back in pretty decent field position. Bulldogs back to punt. And John Ball waits for it at the Bear 40-yard line. Now the punter talking with the official and gets the snap. Good snap. Good punt. High arcing punt. Ball takes it. Wants to run with it at the 40. Brings it back to the near field at the 45. To the 50. Tries to change momentum and gets slammed down. Ball got what he could. Probably shouldn't have cut it back there at the end, but did get it near midfield on a decent return.
Yeah, he tried to cut it back there and had a guy right behind him.
Yeah, waiting for him. The Bears will take over in good field position again at their own 47-yard line, and hopefully the offense can get going. Haven't seen Caden Lee touch the ball in this ball game.
No, not yet.
Rodgers has played the entire game at quarterback, and as soon as I say that, they're going to split Rodgers out wide, and Lee is in for this possession.
Well, how about that?
So the freshman now in at quarterback takes the snap. The give is to Woolsey, and the Bulldogs have that red, but it's a horse collar tackle, I believe.
It's going to go forward.
Right at the 40-yard line, but, boy, that was right in front of the official and us. Everybody could see that.
Caden Lee took a pretty good shot on that one.
Personal foul, horse collar on the Bulldogs. And that'll help the Bears out. Play that is initially a 5-yard loss. Will be a gain for Willow. They'll spot the ball all the way up to the 44-yard line. Be an automatic first down. The Bears have it 1st and 10 on the Bulldog 44-yard line. Penalties can change momentum as well. Lee in at quarterback.
Talking it over.
And, you know, this officiating crew has been miles better than last week's confused crew at times last year. And I think there were a couple of guys in training last week. But these guys have done a nice job, but just getting some clarification here.
Nothing wrong with it as long as it goes our way.
That's right. That's right. You're catching on. Chain Gang is a little confused out there.
Second.
Well, okay, so it was not a first down, not an automatic first down. Well, okay, first down, but it was not an automatic first down. So it's 1st and 3 for the Bears at the 44. Lee rolling to his right, going to throw, got a man. It's caught by Rodgers, and he's out of bounds at the 30. So they switch roles, but it's Lee to Rodgers.
That was a great play there. Great play call. Caden Lee rolled around the outside there. Had Jason on the crossing route across the field. Made a good read, a good pass.
First down for the Bears at the Bulldog 32. Lee, a very mobile quarterback, as is Rodgers. Just a freshman. Had a couple touchdowns in the opening week against Lincoln. Bears will put Trips to the right side. Lone receiver on the left. Lee's got Woolsey back there with him. Gets the snap. Late pitch to Woolsey. 35 to the 30. There's a flag. And he's out of bounds at about the 25. And the Bears staff pointing at Kabul. Kabul pointing at Willow. You would think hold at the 35. But we'll get the official word. It is a hold on the Bears at the 35-yard line, so that'll take it back to the 45, and the Bear, I can hear the coaching box.
Yeah, I was
to us.
Wondering what that was.
The Kabul had one as well, but that's not the one that got caught. Bears break the huddle, but they're going to have to wait because that ball's coming back. They're going to mark it at the 43-yard line. So still first down, penalty. They give and they take away.
That's right.
First down and 20 for the Bears. At the Bulldog 43, Lee rolls out right side, wants to throw, got time, heaves it downfield well over the head into the trees on that far sideline. Out of bounds. Smith, the intended target. Had a lot of time. Got a big arm, but well overthrown on that one. So it'll be second down and 22 for the Bears. Ball resting on the Bulldog, 42-yard line.
That is one thing I've noticed about Caden. He's young and he's got a good arm, but he's smart with the ball too. And if he's in an opportunity where he's in trouble, he's not afraid to throw that thing away. I like that.
Twins to the left and right. Low snap. Lee picks it up, pitches to Woolsey. Woolsey to the 45, trying to shed a tackle, but he can't. Flag comes in late. Back to the original line of scrimmage, but if that's a hold, the Bears are going to be backed up into their own territory. And that would be the expected call here. Well, a penalty really kind of, I thought, was giving the Bears some momentum,
sure.
But, man, again, once again, Willow's shooting themselves in the foot here.
Yep, that's been the narrative so far, is two steps forward and three steps back.
Yeah. Taking the official some time with this. We talked about the game going fast, probably prematurely, Brady. 2 minutes, though, left to go in the third quarter, 2:02, 7-0, Kabul. The official,
unsportsmanlike?
It's against Kabul. Was it unsportsmanlike?
I think it's what that means.
No word from the PA. Sideline penalty.
Wow.
Unsportsmanlike conduct from the sideline, not the playing field. So that'll be a 15-yard penalty. And, again, penalties give and
yep.
take away. Now the Bears have a great spot here, second down and about six.
That's a tough call right there if you're a Kabul fan.
Second down and six from the 26. Lee wants to throw, fires it up for grabs. It's caught. Rogers with a great catch at the 5-yard line.
Beautiful throw, too. He just kind of lobbed it up there, and Jason went up and got it. That's that basketball rebound.
Yes, that was a couple of basketball players at work there.
Well done by Lee and Rogers. That connection is working on this drive as Rogers had to go up and get it. And now the Bears have it first and goal at the Bulldog 5, trying to answer and tie this game with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Bears going to bunch in tight. Rogers at quarterback. Everybody in front of him takes the snap, runs ahead to the 3, to the 2, and he's dropped there.
They're going to mark him short, looks like.
That's a much different formation than what I've seen, Brady. And
I don't dislike it.
No, I don't either. When you're down inside the 5, get everybody up there and just move people. They're going to try it again from the other side.
Why not?
Rogers takes the snap, moves ahead. He's to the 1. He's in. Touchdown, Bears. Willow with the answer as Rogers takes it in from 2 yards out. And Willow is on the board with 1:08 left to go in the third quarter. Took two quarters and 11 minutes. But the Bears find the end zone. And now Stevenson will try to tie us up.
That puts Jason a little over 50 yards with a touchdown.
Lee comes sprinting in. He's the holder. Late getting on the field. Peterson back for the kick. We got plenty of time on the play clock. Lee wipes his hands. Good snap. Kick is up, and it is through the upright.
No.
Wide right, I guess.
It looked good
from our angle, but it is wide. And the Bulldogs hang on to their lead, 7-6 with 1:08 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back for the Bear kickoff
in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUK. Bears with the kickoff after Jace Rogers scores their lone touchdown of the night. 7-6 is the Kabul lead. Stevenson will kick off. It's a line drive kick that's going to skirt. Ooh, just go out of bounds right before one of the Bear up men had a shot at it. But it will roll out of bounds. Right at the 40, I believe.
It's an automatic penalty when the kickoffs go out of bounds untouched, so that's going to give Kabul really good field position starting off.
Both teams have gotten into the kickoff habit of just going for the onside kick. That was probably the closest we've seen to working. And now, let's see. Penalty for the kick going out of bounds. And a timeout by Kabul. 1 minute left to go third quarter. Timeout Kabul. They lead Willow 7-6. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back in Kabul, great game tonight here at the Pit. Low scoring contest, 7-6 Kabul. Both touchdowns have come here in the third quarter. Kabul got it after the failed onside kick by the Bears. It'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 45-yard line. Carson Long has been the star of the night for the Bulldogs, who go back to work. Standing at his 40, gets the snap, rolls to the left side, wants to throw it. He cranks it back and overthrows his receiver. No, he doesn't. It's a touchdown for the Bulldogs. Wow, great closing speed by Carson Lindsey. As that ball hung up long enough for Lindsey to speed underneath it, make the catch, and run it in for 6. And the Bulldogs, again, catch the Bears napping. Nobody in the place was expecting that. And we thought that was an odd place for a timeout, but it may have been a timeout to set that play up.
Yeah, I was mouthing it, now it's genius.
What happened? 55-yard touchdown pass from Long to Lindsey. And now the Bulldogs are going to take their second timeout of this possession. Timeout Kabul, 58 seconds left to go in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here. They're going to talk about what they want to do here, if they want to kick the extra point or go for 2. You've got a 7-point lead here, Brady, and I guess it depends on how confident you are in your kicker, right?
You know, if I'm confident in my kicker, I'm just kicking it right now. Get to 1
point. Oh, yeah.
The Bears have been doing a better job in this quarter of stopping the run up the middle. That's generally what your 2-point conversion plays are going to be anyways. So if I'm Kabul right now, I'm kicking a field goal, but the plot thickens. I like it.
Strategy late in the third quarter in Kabul. Bulldogs now with a 13-6 lead, and the momentum swings and going right back to the Blue Bulldogs.
I've still got that at just their second pass tonight.
It is, right? Yeah, absolutely. It's only their second one.
So that puts them at 61 yards passing.
That was a big one. The Bears were not expecting it, and Lindsey was wide open. Bulldogs look like they're going to go for 2. Long under center. This is a different look. Long keeps it. He'll run straight ahead. He's not going to get it.
Nope.
He is stopped short of the goal line, waiting for the official call. There it is. No good on the 2-point conversion. So it remains a 7-point game. Bulldogs lead Willow 13-6. We'll be back for the kickoff in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back in Kabul, tight SCA game tonight between the Bears and the Bulldogs. Marty Spence, Larry Spence, out of commission tonight, but Brady Walton, former Willow Springs Bear quarterback, has joined us. And he's picked a good first game to break into the announcing business.
Yeah, it might be fairly obvious over the radio if that this is my first time, but
I did a great job. Very professional. Obviously a Willow Springs school's product. That's
absolutely, yeah. I practiced all the way over here.
Bulldogs are going to kick it off. We've seen tons of onside kicks here, and we'll see if the Bulldogs want to continue that trend. Bears expecting it. 58 seconds left to go. Third quarter. It's a line drive kick away. Woolsey drops it. picks it up, looks for some blocking, going to shade to the right side, left side, get up to the 35, the 40, 45 to the 50, knocked out of bounds across midfield. Great job by Woolsey. Initially dropped that ball, picked it up, found some blocking, and a flag back at the 35-yard line. Dang it. Block in the back against the Bears. So never mind on that good field position.
Still a good return nonetheless, though. He was acting like he was going to cut it up and got the defender on his heels, gave him a good move around the outside. Got it, gained another 10 yards out of it.
So the flag is at the 35-yard line. They'll mark it back 10 yards, and it'll be first and 10 for the Bears at their own 25-yard line. Rodgers was the quarterback for the first half. Caden Lee came in on the second possession of the third quarter and engineered a touchdown. So I'm guessing Lee will probably stay in there at quarterback. And he does. Twins to left and right for Lee. Woolsey's back there with him. Lee, low snap, picks it up, wants to throw, rolls to his right, buys some time. Now he's got to get rid of it, throws it out of bounds. And that's what Brady was talking about earlier. Just a freshman, but has the presence of mind to go ahead and get rid of it if there's nothing there.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of senior quarterbacks out there that when they get in trouble, they don't have a guy downfield. I know I was bad about it too. You know, you kind of get panicked and you're like, oh goodness, what am I going to do with this ball? And, but that's one thing that I have noticed about Lee is that he's calm under pressure and knows when to get rid of it.
Brings up a second and 10 for the Bears at their own 25, 37 seconds left to go third quarter. Lee takes the snap, hands off to Woolsey, and he is hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. It'll be about a 4-yard loss for Woolsey and a third down and 14 now for the Bears. 20 seconds left to go in the third. Bears probably get one last play here in the quarter. They'll try to engineer a third and long, pick up a first down, and keep this drive alive. 13-6 is the Kabul lead. With 4-3, Lee snaps it with one. No, he didn't get it off. That's the end of the third quarter from Kabul. The Bulldogs lead the Bears. I think that was the time expiring. And that is, just making sure there wasn't a penalty. That's the end of the third quarter. Bulldogs leading Willow 13-6. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball and Football on KUKU. It's fourth quarter on Friday the 13th in the pit. We'll see if the Bears can provide a little magic here in the fourth quarter. There's a low snap. Lee back to pick it up. Got to do something with it quick. Lee running out of time and space. And he sacked back at the 5-yard line. Well, we were just talking about sometimes it's the right move to throw it away. Lee couldn't throw it away that time.
Yeah.
And get sacked for a huge loss.
Yeah, he was being chased down pretty hard there. I don't blame him for that one.
So that will back the Bears all the way up to their own 6-yard line. So the Bulldog defense roaring on that possession. Send the Bears backwards about 20 yards after that initial penalty, after it looked like the Bears might have it at midfield. Now they're punting out of their own end zone. Ortega is in the end zone.
A couple of good punts tonight.
Good snap. Kick is a wobbly one that hits at the 35, takes the Bear roll out to the 39. And that's where the Bulldogs will take over, and now the emphasis, Brady, shifts to the Bear defense, and you got to make a stand here.
Got to do it here.
11 minutes left to play. A one-score game, but the Bulldogs, you can't let them go up by two scores in a one-scoring game.
You can call back from that, but it's going to be very, very difficult to do so. We're going to have to get a turnover at some point if we let that happen. But right now there's enough time on the clock that they can go through a normal drive. And as long as we hold them here, then we could be okay.
Plenty of time. But the Bulldogs threatening again here with 11 minutes left to play in the ballgame. And you've got a good running attack with the Bulldogs. Long. Two receivers right, one to the left. On first and 10. Gives it to Lindsey. Lindsey got lots of room. There's a flag as he's brought down at the 30-yard line. Penalties at the 40, the line of scrimmage, and that should be a hold. And it is. Holding all the Bulldogs at the 10-yard penalty.
We needed that one pretty bad.
Badly, because that changes a first and 10 for the Bulldogs nearing the red zone to first and 20 nearing midfield.
That's right. Kabul fans, not a fan of that one.
Got to try to get back that field position a little bit if you're the Bears. So the ball will be marked at the 49-yard line. First and 20 for Kabul. Long and Lindsay have been the stars, but you got to watch out for a couple of those underclassmen. Long. Slow snap here. Long count. We're letting that time run down. Now puts the man in motion. It's a fumble on the snap, but the deep man gets it, and he's going to be run out of bounds after a 3-yard loss. Honeycutt, the guy that scored the first touchdown for the Bulldogs, was the man to rescue Long there. It was a fumbled exchange, but Honeycutt was able to keep possession.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Long ever actually had the ball in his hands. It just kind of slipped out, and Honeycutt just had to be there to pick it up and run with it.
3-yard loss will make it second and 23 for the Bulldogs. Now back on their side of the 50 at the 49-yard line, 10:30 left to play. Long takes the snap, gives the handoff to Lindsay. Lindsay being chased, nearly breaks the tackle. Here comes another flag late in the backfield. It's about a 5-yard run, and now player is down. It's a hold on the Bulldog. And it may be Lindsay that's down on the field. Haven't seen too many injuries, really, thankfully, in any of our games this year. And that would be a serious blow for the Bulldogs.
It looks from right here that they're kind of just stretching him out for a cramp, but I...
Yeah, that's the trainer is down there, the coach working on his leg, and looks like what you would do for a cramp. In the meantime, it's a 10-yard penalty. They'll mark the ball back at the 39-yard line. So this is your opportunity for the Bears, right?
That's right.
You're handing the defense an opportunity, and you just can't let them out of this.
Well, and really what Kabul wants to do right now is they want that first and 10 and get a 2-yard gain, milk the clock, 2-yard gain, milk the clock, and then a first down. And that's going to milk the clock as much as you possibly can. So you really, if you're Kabul, you want as many plays in between first downs as you can just to get more time off the clock. Well, right now, it's second and forever, so they have to gain all that back.
Yeah.
So they can't just hold the ball and get those short plays, and that could work out an advantage for us.
Not going to be able to play the way they want to, and in the meantime, the Bears are going to have an opportunity as... You never know how long these injuries might be, but he is up, and it is Lindsay will walk off on his own power, and I think Brady's probably right. That's a cramp, and I would expect him to be right back in this game in no time. In the meantime, second down and 32 for the Bulldogs. Ball at their own 39-yard line. They're doing what the Bears did on their last possession, just going backwards. Penalties have really played an impact, especially here in the third and fourth quarters.
Both ways.
Yes.
It really shows how even split this game really is.
Play clock down to 5. Bulldogs just now getting to the line. It's a 2-1,
yes.
And it's a delay of game or a timeout. It's a timeout for the Bulldogs. That's their final timeout. Kabul is out of timeouts. And they'll have it second and 32 when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Kabul, 10 minutes left to play in this SCA contest. It was scoreless at the half. Kabul scored in the third quarter. The Bears answered, but then Kabul got one right back with a long pass play, only their second pass of the night. They lead it 13-6. And they've got it second and 32 at their own 39. Bears with an opportunity to get field position back in this game. Showing some blitz here. There's the snap, handoff, running back to the right side. Got some room, tripped up at midfield, and goes down there. It's Honeycutt around the right side. Gets about 12 yards. That makes it more manageable for Kabul, but still a third down and long here. Be about a third down and 18.
It is possible, but Kabul does not like to pass the ball. But they've done it twice.
And they've completed both.
They've completed
100% passing, Brady. If you're the Bears, you gotta be, you gotta at least put a couple guys back just in case.
Yeah, Bears are showing that they're expecting to pass here.
Third down and 18. Long. Puts the man in motion. Keeps
wow.
it. Runs to the right side in traffic. He gets to the 45. Dives ahead to the 44. And it'll be fourth down. And here's an interesting call. It's fourth and really long still. And you would think you'd want to pin him back deep, right? But we've seen Coach Cox be a little bit of a gambler here.
That's right. If it's me, I'm going to go ahead and punt it and see if I can pin him back deep. And then my defense has done a pretty good job stopping them tonight, so that's just what I would do. And it looks like that that's what they're going to do now.
Showing punt. Long is the punter, though, so. Always makes me nervous when the quarterback is the punter, too, because there's always that option. There's the snap. Long kicks it away. It's a short pooch kick that hits at the 23, and the Bears act like they're going to. Wolsey playing with fire there. Bulldogs touch it and down it there, but probably gave his coaches a heart attack that he was going to pick that up.
I do know personally that that is Coach Long's pet peeve. We talk about that in practice all the time.
Probably not a big fan of that. Bears will take over at the 23-yard line. First and 10, Willow, 8:24 to play, plenty of time. Bears probably get another possession after this, but you really like to go ahead and get it here. At least get some field position so you can start getting it on the Kabul side of things. Caden Lee back in at quarterback. Two to the left, two to the right. Woolsey with him in the backfield. And all kinds of movement. I think Kabul went first, but we'll see if they were drawn or not.
I think everybody but the center moved.
It'll be a false start on the Bears. 5-yard penalty. And it's first and 15 for Willow. Now the ball will be back at the 18-yard line.
That's a really good example of something we don't need right now.
Exactly. That's become a theme here in the second half. Penalties killing drives before they can even get started. First and 15 for the Bears. Ball at the 18. Lee with three receivers to the left, one to the right. Woolsey with him in the backfield. Good snap. Hand off to Woolsey, and he is going nowhere but backwards. The Bulldogs are just bringing everybody on that, and Willow not fooling anybody with the run game. It's a loss. Now they're going to mark him down at the 13. So, it'll be a second down and 20 for the Bears. Might be a time for some trickery or something you've been keeping in your back pocket for a big hitter here.
I agree with you.
Lee on second and 20 from the Bear 13. Movement, no flags, little pass, open field. Woolsey going to try to get rid of people, but he can't. Picks up decent yardage, but it's still going to be third and long for the Bears across the 20 to the 21. It'll bring up a third down and 12 for Willow. He was wide open, but the Bulldogs had three guys ready to wrap
it
up.
It was a good read by Caden to get the ball away before the defense got there, but he unfortunately the wide receiver just didn't have a lot to do with it once he had it.
Big third down here for the Bears with the clock running at 7:10 left to play. Kabul leading 13-6. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, three on the play clock, down to two. Lee snaps the ball, wants to throw, got a man chasing him. Rolls to his right, trying to move his guys around, throws it up for grabs, and it's out of bounds and incomplete.
Well, he held that ball to the last possible second.
Tried to move Wolsey out where he could hit him, but it just wasn't happening. And it'll be a fourth and long, and the Bears are going to have to punt it away. With 6:46 left to play, didn't get what we wanted out of that.
And it all starts with the penalty, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you start off first and 10, and then you get, what was it, Holden?
First and 15.
All right, it was a false start. That's
then
what we
went backwards on the next play.
That's right. You go to first and 15, then you feel like, well, maybe we're in a situation where we have to pass the ball. Defense is going to rush everything they got.
So on fourth and 12 from their own 21, Ortega will punt it away. Bulldogs put one man deep at about the 42. Comes the snap. It is a good snap. Kick is away. Nice.
Good punt.
To the 50, and it takes a bit of a bear roll to the 45, down to the 44. Willow will down it there, and Kabul will take over. And again, it's up to the Bear defense to get this, get the game back to the Bear offense. 6:25 left to play, and a flag comes in late. At the Willow sideline.
Yeah, it's going to be a sideline warning.
Yeah. First one's just a warning. The next one will get you a penalty. So no yardage for that one. Ball resting at the 44 for the Bulldogs, and we will absolutely see them try to grind out some clock here.
Yeah. Kabul, you know, they've never been a real flashy team. They like 13-6. That's where they want to stay. So they're not going to get real fancy with trying to score, I don't believe.
Bulldogs with long, put the man in motion, fakes the handoff, keeps it over the right side, and stops right at the line of scrimmage. He dives forward for two. We'll give him a 2-yard gain and make it second down and 8 for the Bulldogs. Bears will catch a little break here in about 8 seconds when we get to the 6-minute mark, and they stop the game for a water break. There it is.
Right.
Stoppage of play at the 6-minute mark in the fourth quarter. 6 minutes to play. Bears trying to rally. They trail Kabul 13-6. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at the pit, second down and 8 from the Kabul 46. They take the snap, hand off into the backfield. Running back trying to make the turn. He cannot. He is down at the 40 and a loss of about 7 on the play for the Bulldogs. Bears with some good pursuit there. Aiden Messick and others in on the stop.
That was a great job by the defensive back there to see that he was going to go to the edge there and just go ahead and set it and not let him get it. Outside of
really well read by the Bears, and here's a great opportunity to try to get this ball back. Third down and 14 for the Bulldogs at their own 40-yard line. Kabul has 0 timeouts left. Bears have all 3 of theirs. 5:15 left to play. 4 seconds on the play clock. With 2-1, they just get it off. It's a direct snap to Honeycutt, sliding to the right side, and he is down. Inside the 40, lost a yard on the play, and I think Coach Swallum is going to call a timeout, and he will use one of his here at the 5-minute mark. Bears are going to get it back. Kabul ready to punt when we come back. 5 minutes to play. The Bulldogs lead the Bears 13-6. You're listening to Bear Football back in 30 seconds on KUKU. Back at the pit. It's a good one for our first week of SCA competition. It's homecoming at Kabul, and the fans in blue are enjoying a 13-6 lead. All scoring has been done in the second half. We've got 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Kabul's got a 4th and 16 on their own 43. They will punt it away. Bears will drop John Baugh back to the 35. Woolsey's up at about the 44. Snap is good. Kick is a high end-over-end kick. Ball takes it, drops it, and Kabul covers it. at the 34-yard line. No official word yet, but I think Kabul's got it. No, they do not.
Wow.
Wow. And Brady, I didn't see the, I mean, my eyes probably aren't what yours are, but it looked like Kabul recovered that.
Well, that's about where mine's at, too. It looked to me like John, he just slipped through his hands there, and the Kabul guy fell on it. And what the rest saw,
he must have coughed it back up after the, because at one point the Kabul guy had it. But the Bears recover,
right.
So disaster averted, and it's first and 10 for the Bears on their own 39-yard line. Bears, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Lee takes the snap. It's going to be a direct run. It's Rogers, and he'll fall forward for a couple. And it'll be second down and 8, and at least it's positive yardage for the Bears on first down. Rogers back in at quarterback, the senior. Bears still have plenty of time, but you don't want to be too slow here.
It's kind of a tough situation. You don't want to be too slow, but you don't want to be too quick, too, and give Kabul a lot of opportunities for.
Rogers with the snap. Takes the handoff. Takes it himself. Gets the block. He's got some open field. The midfield to the 40. He's gone. Chase Rogers, 20, 10. There are zero flags, and the Bears have tied it up with 4:12 left to play. Rogers created that. Got a couple of good blocks, and then once Jace got beyond the initial wave, he was gone.
There was no stopping him. There wasn't anybody within 20 yards of him once he was there.
The senior goes to the house, and we are 1 point away from being tied. I shouldn't have said tied. We got to kick our extra point. And now a decision for Coach Lawlin. Do you tie it up here or go for the lead?
I'm greedy.
It looks like
I'm going
your
for
old
it.
Coach is greedy,
yep.
Too. So the Bears will go for the lead here, trailing by one.
This is probably the most important part. This is huge.
Lee in at quarterback. Lee takes the snap, wants to throw, being rushed, gets rid of it, the throw is caught in the back of the end zone by Smith, and the Bears take the lead. Two guys in the area, and the guy in the back, Everett Smith, with the catch.
An absolute strike.
Perfect pass by Lee, and the Bears take the lead, 14-13, with 4:12 left to play. It is Friday the 13th at Kabul. Weird things happen, and it just feels like this game has even more for us in the next 4 minutes. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 70-yard touchdown run by Jace Rogers and the Willow Springs Bears. And Coach Wallum gambles, goes for two, where Kabul did not get the two-point conversion. Willow did, and that's our difference in the game, Brady. 14-13, your old coach went for it, and it paid off.
Right
from Lee to Smith, and again, the willingness to go with either quarterback in whatever the situation calls for.
You know, that's a tough play for a freshman quarterback to make right there, game on the line, and he was calm and collected, had a guy in his face, and just put it out there perfect.
Stevenson will kick it away this time. I like that call. Bounces at the 25. Runner loses it. It's on the ground. I think Kabul recovered it. Bears have the ball. Do they have it?
We're both saying they got it. We're saying we got it.
And the officials are going to confer here. The Bears are adamant that they've got it. They're jumping around. If they do, that is a huge play in this game. Will with a 14-13 lead, 4:07 left to play. Ball resting at the 34-yard line, and it's Bulldog ball. Bears tried to sell it, but I think the Bulldog player was down when he had the ball, and I think it came up after that, and the Bears were able to get possession of it, but I think it was probably the right call.
Same situation we were in over here.
Yes, you're exactly right. So the Bulldogs maintain possession, and now it's time for the Bears defense to step up, and Kabul, who was playing clock management and playing for the win, now has to play from behind.
It's a different game now.
Long, who has been out there all night for the Bulldogs, running his legs off,
trying to engineer a comeback drive here. First and 10 from their own 34. Long wants to pass. Being chased from behind. Throws it up. It is a jump ball, and it is no good. No flag. There was some contact there, but no flag on the sideline, and it's an incomplete pass.
Pretty well defended there.
Bears did a nice job. Everett Smith was back there. John Ball was in the area. And it'll be a second and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 34-yard line.
That's the same play that they scored on in the third quarter.
You're right.
There. That was little wheel route with Lindsey.
Long on second and 10. Gets the snap, fumble. Has to pick it up.
Ball's
it's
out.
Loose. It's loose at the 15, and it's fouled on by James Dean at the 14-yard line, and the Bears have it inside the red zone. And Long couldn't hold on to it. The Bears hit him, and that made it even worse.
Right.
That gave the Bears about 10 more yards. Dean falls on it at the 14-yard line, and Willow has it first and 10 and a chance to put this away, Brady, with a big touchdown here.
That's right, or at least get close.
At least get close, yeah.
Sure makes it a different game. We have every bit of momentum out here right now.
3:52 to play. Bears leading 14-13. And have a golden opportunity to go up by at least 7. And then you've got another choice for
yep.
Coach Swallum. But first, you got to get it in the end zone.
Got to get there first.
Rodgers back in at quarterback, and the Bears will go with that big lineup. Bunch of people in front of Rodgers. He dives forward but won't get a lot this time. Maybe a yard. And it'll be second down and 9 from the 13. Remember, Kabula's out of timeouts. They cannot stop the clock. Brady mentioned that earlier. That could come back into play, and it certainly has.
Right, a couple questionable timeouts, I thought, by Kabul. But you never know what's going on down there at the sideline, too.
That's true. Now the Bears will go into more of a traditional formation. Rodgers still in at quarterback. Woolsey back there with him. He'll operate out of the pistol with 3:10 to play. Rodgers gets the snap. He'll hand it off to Woolsey. No, he keeps it. It's inside the 10, dives forward to the 7. About a 7-yard gain on that play. It'll be a third down and a very manageable 2. Here, the Bears, this is just what you want. Keep the clock running.
That's right.
And get positive yardage. Definitely in 4-down territory here. We'll call it 3rd down and 3 from the 8. So 2 downs to pick up 3 yards. And in the meantime, you can keep the clock running at 2:34 and counting. Rodgers, split 2 to the left, 1 to the right. 4 seconds on the play clock. Rodgers hands it off. No, he fakes it. Gets hit. Sheds the tackle. Dives forward to the 5. And he's going to be close to a first down. I think he's going to be just shy of the first down marker. And it'll be 4th down and 1 for the Bears. So 30 seconds on the play clock. 2 minutes on the game clock. Bears can take this down to about 90 seconds left in the game. I think they put in that jumbo package again, and they do. Rodgers, and Kabul comes
yeah,
off ties, and that worked like a charm.
A golden age.
You were very good at doing that, Mr. Walton, back in the day, and Rodgers did a good job there to draw him offside. That will be an automatic first down, half the distance to the goal now. The Bears have it first and goal. Kabul can't stop the clock. You can run this
yep.
out, Brady.
That's right. That's right.
You don't have to score a touchdown.
You know, that's the thing about those. We call them the freeze calls. You know, everybody just
yeah.
freeze, you know. That's the thing about it is getting it through everybody's heads in the huddle of, I'm going to be yelling like an idiot up there.
Be a statue.
Just stand there and don't do nothing, don't move. You'd be surprised. They're harder than they look.
Clock running, 1:30 left to play. Bears just have to hold on to the football, and they will win this ball game. Rodgers, it's a low snap. It's loose on the ground. The Bears cover it back around the 10.
Maybe a late hit.
the coaching staff next door certainly wanted one, but no flag on the play. It'll be a 6-yard loss, and it'll be a second down and goal for the Bears. But again, doesn't matter. As long as the Bears hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why the deep snap is there. I would bring him up at this point.
With the two split backs like that, it looked to me like we were going to take a knee anyways. Just to drain some of that clock off there.
Game clock's at 45. Play clock is at 10. Rogers still in the gun, but like you said, two backs guarding in case he were to fumble it. Takes it. He's going to drop back, take a knee. There should be a late hit. But no flag coming. 30 seconds. They're going to have to do one more play. No, they won't. They will not stop they won't start the game clock. 19 seconds on the play clock, and that'll do it. The Bears are going to win it. Come from behind victory for Willow. They knock off Kabul at the pit. Homecoming for the Bulldogs, and it's the Bears with the win. 14-13 is your final. A 1-point victory for the Bears. They'll move to 2-1 on the season. 1-0 in the SCA. We'll come back and talk with Brady Walton and talk to Coach Slalom in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Kabul, what a great game to open up the SCA season. The Bulldogs and the Bears, we were scoreless at halftime, but the Bulldogs with a couple of touchdowns, the Bears with a couple of touchdowns, but that 2-point conversion by the Bears late in this game, and Kabul without any timeouts, a late fumble by the Bulldogs as well, and it's the Bears coming away with a 14-13 victory. Nice moment as the teams all gather to pray after the game, and that's nice to see a good show of sportsmanship and values out on the field as this one concludes, and we'll get Coach Swallum up here in just a few minutes. He's got a little ways to come and needs to give his team some instructions first. But happy to have Brady Walton with us tonight. And Brady, it was really a defensive battle in that first half. Some turnovers. Turnovers really played a big part in this game throughout. But nobody able to get through in that first half.
Absolutely. Yeah, so especially right down here at the end when we recovered that fumble down here, that was really what change.
That was the ball game.
I mean, that was the ball game right there. So it always comes down to, you know, how many turnovers can we keep from having and make you have, you know. So I thought the Bears did a really good job tonight of, there were some turnovers, but not as much as there could have been with the conditions. I thought it was a very, very close match. 13-14. I mean, you can't ask for a better game than that. If you're a Kabul fan right now, you are heartbroken.
Oh, man. Yeah, especially on homecoming. And like you said, very evenly matched teams, but the Bears just a little more firepower there at the very end. That second half, the Bulldogs came out and really put a new wrinkle in. And you got to be impressed with that. They went for a long pass that got them on the scoreboard after only throwing one pass in the first half. They hit on that big touchdown. The Bears answered. They went to Caden Lee and got it down close, and then Rogers was able to run it in to make it a 1-point game. It was 7-6. The Bulldogs quickly scored again with another guy that they really hadn't been going to tonight. Kind of caught the Bears off guard. They go up 13-6, but a key point there is Coach Cox went for two.
Yeah.
And didn't make it. That would have made it a 9.2 possession game there, but it didn't work. The Bear defense held. It stayed a one-possession game, and that was big after the Bears got Jace Rogers loose for that big touchdown.
Yeah, and they say, you know, it's not the whole game. It comes down to the little decisions you make. And there was a couple timeouts there that I thought that Kabul took, maybe in a specific time that I probably wouldn't have taken a timeout. The first one, you know, it resulted in a touchdown, you know, great. But that second one there, right there before the 2-point conversion, and then to not get it, you know. So, I thought that the Bears did a really good job of responding to adversity in that one.
All right, well, so good analysis. Let's talk to the head coach.
Yes,
your former coach is happy to see you up here. He's, you know, your old quarterback was analyzing every call you made tonight.
Yeah.
And, he said,
I will give him a little credit.
When you went for two down here, he said, oh, he's going to go for two. And you did, and it paid off.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Didn't run particularly the correct route, although we were in the wrong formation, but hey, we got it done. Man, it was ugly. It was ugly, and hey, the game started off, the weather was ugly, everything else, but hey, kudos to our team and keeping their chins up, you know, whenever, they scored there, scored a couple times, and they scored on that wheel route. You know, never gave up.
They kept battling the whole time, no score, you know, scoreless first half. Quite a bit of, like you mentioned, the fumbles. Not all of them were turnovers, but everybody was coughing the ball up. Nobody could really score, and then Kabul kind of caught you guys unaware, but, again, you guys kept battling. Your quarterback situation looks like you're freely using those guys, whatever the situation calls for.
Yeah, there's really not a rhyme or reason as to why one does the other thing or whatever. They're both very talented. You know, they're both got really good skill sets. You know, there in the second half, I thought we could run the ball. I mean, we got away from the run because we were behind the sticks in the first half, way too early, and I figured, you know, we'd come back out and try to run it, but, kudos to Kabul. You know, they're ready to fight, and they kept coming after us, and our run game was kind of shut down there, so, might have drew a couple things up in the dirt, and they ended up working, so usually that doesn't work, but, hey, I'm pumped. We're on the right side of things.
Big touchdown, the 2-point conversion, the fumble down here was, and that really put the game away, Kabul, without any timeouts, and really, that had to feel good. Hey, we can just, we can take that 1-point victory and go home, right?
Yeah, you know, and, we haven't lined up in victory formation very often in the last, you know, 18 months, 24 months, so, you know, it's nice to line up in it and say, hey, you can take a knee, you can run the clock out. You know, I thought James Dean was going to pick that ball up and score it, but, hey,
I did too, but I'm glad he fell off.
Yeah, kudos to him because he ran the clock out.
I mean, yeah,
thank goodness that he got possession of it. And like I said, you know, proud of the guys. You know, they're still battling through some things. You know, whenever their daubers get down, you know, you try to pick them back up. And us as coaches, that's our job. And you know, everybody on our staff has done a great job of staying up, beat no matter if we're down or up or whatever it may be. But a lot different than last week's game.
Yeah, very much.
Cardiac kids, I guess, you know.
But you gotta win these kind of games too.
Absolutely.
And, 1 point is just as good as 60 or however many we have.
Absolutely, you know, Friday the 13th, drizzly,
weird things weird things happen when we come to Kabul on Friday.
Absolutely,
you know, anytime.
I feel like the last time I was over here was a 2-day game and
we talked about that.
Yeah. That was the most miserable, you know, 24 hours of everybody.
Yeah.
Radio announcers. So, no, it's awesome to get the win. I'm proud of the guys. Some of them don't realize what they're doing, but, two wins in 2 weeks, you know, it hasn't been done in a while. So I'm proud of them and proud of all the kids that work hard every day, and we'll continue to coach them hard and push them.
Hey, go enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Two wins for the Bears and starting the SEA conference schedule with a win tonight over the Bulldogs with a 14-13 victory. Next week, the Bears travel to Mountain Grove to take on the Panthers. Larry will likely be back with me, but if he's not, I think Brady has done a very admirable job in his absence, and we'll certainly invite him back for some more action at some point. But thanks, Brady, for coming alongside tonight.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time tonight. It's always good to see a good Bears win.
Absolutely. Former quarterback Brady Walton. And for Matt, back at the studios, I'm Marty Spence. Bears win it 14-13 is your final. Good night from Kabul.